9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race the stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
All right.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
One more time in San Antonio here on the week as we continue in early July, day before Independence Day. We'll be back in Frisco tomorrow. But our final game in San Antonio at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium as the Rough Riders try to split the series with the San Antonio Missions, the AA San Diego Padres affiliate, and the AA Rangers affiliate. Your Frisco Rough Riders coming off a win yesterday a 6-4 comeback victory. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back on the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, my name's Josh Warden. Pleased to be with you for Game 6 of this six-game series. With Frisco now 2-3 on the season following the midway point overall on the year, the Rough Riders are 34-39. Meanwhile, San Antonio is 40-34 on the season. They won the first half title and are now 3-2 in the second half. Well, good game yesterday. Frisco was down 4-1 after the third inning, a three-run home run in the third for San Antonio. But the Rough Riders did not allow another run after the third inning and went on to come back with a two-out rally in the fourth inning just to play one run. That got it started. Then a two-run tying home run by Thomas Ajayi the next inning. Then things went quiet again until the ninth inning, and the Rough Riders score the game-winning run in the ninth when Luis Angel Acuna scored on a pass ball. Then Trevor Hover added an insurance run with a two-out RBI single. That made the score 6-4, and Grant Wolfram got the win, having already pitched the eighth inning and then another 1-2-3 inning in the ninth, and the Rough Riders won it 6-4. Looking to post a second straight win today, Dane Acker gets his first start of the season with the Rough Riders. In fact, his first start at the AA level. Just activated here at the Rough Riders roster. He's made six starts at the high A level with the Hickory Crawdads this season. Just a 2.11 earned run average. A former Oakland Athletics draft pick. Never actually played for the Athletics farm system. And an Oklahoma Sooner product. Fourth round selection back in 2020. So he gets his first AA experience today here in San Antonio. The guy who's faced Frisco a lot is Efrain Contreras. He's the starter for San Antonio today. 16th start of the season. And against Frisco, he has a 5.68 ERA. That's higher than his season earned run average of 4.91. He has a 4-5 record. His second appearance of the series, he was the starter back on Wednesday. Took the loss in that game despite giving up just one earned run, going five innings with seven strikeouts for Efrain Contreras. So he tries to go 1-1 on the week. Then close out the series, San Antonio a chance to win the series. Frisco hoping to split it at three wins apiece. Well, speaking of pitchers, John Goble is our pregame guest today. Goble is the pitching coach in his first season in that role with the Frisco Rough Riders. He was the Hickory Crawdads pitching coach last year at the high A class. So he knows Dane Acker, who pitched for Hickory last year and this year. So we chatted about Dane Acker, today's starting pitcher, and some other notes as well with John Goble, who's coming up here on the pregame show. So stay tuned. First pitch at 6:05 today on the series finale in our first Monday game of 2023. John Goble is next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Well, we're finishing up the series in San Antonio. We're joined on the pregame show by John Goble, the pitching coach for the Frisco Rough Riders, ahead of a 6:05 start here at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Well, John, it's been fun to watch just a lot of development, as there always is each season in the Texas League and the AA level. I'll get to some of the pitchers and ask about them, but just first of all, see you warming up. A lot of the guys playing catch with them. How's your own arm feeling midway through the season?
My arm's always in bad shape. It's just not Yeah, I just don't think it physically functions the way the arm's supposed to. But guys need catch partners. Guys need cutoffs. I love catching, touching fields from relievers and starters because there's really no better view than than the guy sitting right behind the plate in terms of the, you know, whether it's staying on a fastball line or they're manipulating their hand too early, whatever it might be. I just love that view. And it's good exercise because I don't – other than that, I'm not getting a lot of exercise, so I don't mind doing it.
Has there been a particular time where you're watching a guy throw a side, throw a bullpen, it looks one way, and then you get in front of him, you're catching him, and you notice something different you hadn't previously seen? Has that happened a couple times this season?
Yeah, I mean, when guys are throwing sides and whatnot, obviously you got a lot of resources with the TrackMan and different things, and you can see the pitch shape and the movement of a pitch. And a lot of times the movement of the pitch can look kind of ideal or what you're looking for in terms of what you're looking at with that guy and that pitch type, but You get in the batter's box yourself or you get behind the plate yourself and you notice that maybe it's showing a little bit early out of the hand or it's coming off the fastball line a little early, and that's when you take that pitch out in competition and in your mind you're like, man, it's a good pitch. Why are they checking off of that? Why aren't they chasing that with two strikes? Why aren't they swinging at that more? So that is – you get in there, you get a better idea of what you're looking at.
That's a good point. John Goble joining us here in the pregame show. You were with Hickory last year. You got a guy coming up making the start today in Dane Acker, who is with Hickory. For the fans who haven't seen him, tell us a little bit about what Dane Acker brings to the table and if he's going to be successful today, what might be the reason for that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we had Dane at the end of the year last year when he was coming off the back end of rehab, kind of out of gas, honestly, once we got him at the end of the year. So it wasn't the version of Dane that we'll see tonight in terms of just the power with his stuff. But during spring training, I really liked where Dane was at with his fastball velocity and his curveball power. He's similar to Roby in a lot of ways. He's got a good fastball that carries to the top of the zone in the mid-90s, and curveball's got a lot of bite and a lot of spin power and a lot of depth, and he likes to throw his changeup to both-handed hitters. So in terms of that fastball, changeup, curveball combination, there's a lot of similarities to what TK has. So that's kind of – I kind of compare those two guys a lot.
Here's part one of our conversation with John Goble, pitching coach with the Frisco Rough Riders. We'll hear part two tomorrow back when we're in Frisco for game one of the series against Midland. First pitch today at 6:05. We got starting lineups coming up on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Last game of the series and our last game at this ballpark in 2023, that is at least in the regular season. Welcome back to San Antonio. First pitch just a few minutes away. Here are the starting lineups between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Leading off for Luke Montz's crew with the Missions, it's Ripken Reyes playing second base. Batting second for San Antonio and playing first base, Michael De La Cruz. Juan Fernandez hits third and plays third. Daniel Johnson is the cleanup man for the Missions tonight. He is the center fielder for the three-run home run yesterday. Ray Patrick Ditter bats fifth and is the shortstop. Pedro Castellanos plays left field and bats sixth. Chandler Siegel is the catcher and the seven-hole hitter. Kervin Pichardo is the designated hitter, hitting eighth. And Jake Perez bottoms out the order. He is the right fielder. Carlos Cardoza is the first-year skipper for the Frisco Rough Riders. Leading off for Frisco is Luis Angel Acuna. He is the designated hitter today with two base hits yesterday. Evan Carter plays center field today and bats second. Thomas Ajayi is hitting third tonight for the Rough Riders and is the shortstop. Kellen Strom is the cleanup man and the right fielder. Aaron Zavala bats fifth for the Rough Riders today and is the left fielder. Then Nick Tanaloo is at the hot corner and batting sixth. Josh Hatcher bats seventh and the first baseman today. Scott Capers is the battery mate of Dane Acker. He's the catcher and hitting eighth. Jax Biggers is batting ninth today for the Frisco Rough Riders, and he is playing second base. Well, the Rough Riders trying to split the series at three wins apiece with the Missions. We'll see if they can do it. End on a little two-game winning streak here in San Antonio and set the table for 4th of July tomorrow back in Frisco. We'll have the call when we return. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Riders.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swinging a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
And Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
On the eve of America's birthday, it's the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Hi, everybody, and welcome into San Antonio, Texas. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, and happy to have you along. The Frisco Rough Riders look to tie the series and split it with the San Antonio Missions with a victory today. They come in at 2-3 in the second half and 33-40 overall on the season. San Antonio, the first half champions, 3-2 so far in the second half and 40-34 overall. One more time, the lineup that the Rough Riders put out today against Efrain Contreras, the right-hander for the San Antonio Missions, looks like this. It's Luis Angel Acuña, the designated hitter, leading things off. Evan Carter, the center fielder, hitting second. And Thomas Ajaysu, homered yesterday, is the shortstop, hitting third. Middle third of the order, Kellen Strom in right field. Aaron Zavala in left, and Nick Tanelu at third. And then in the bottom third, Josh Hatcher at first base. Scott Capers is the catcher. And Jax Biggers is at second base. Good crowd on hand here at the Wolf for this final game of the series. Efrain Contreras will face Luis Angel Acuña, who has a propensity for swinging at the first pitch, and he stands in from the right side, hitting 302 on the season. Contreras started the opener of this series, allowing just one earned over five innings, and he goes back into his wind in the first pitch of the game on the way. A check swing, roller foul right side, and we are underway at 6:07 in the p.m. on what is a very beautiful day, but a warm day for baseball. 95 degrees, the feels like of 99. Sunshine up above, and 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right center. The 0-1, low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike on Acuña, who had an infield single to lead off the game yesterday, part of a two-hit, three-times-reach day on the offensive side for Frisco yesterday. The 1-1, low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike on Acuña. The Rough Riders, a 6-4 victory over the Missions in yesterday's game. Great work out of the bullpen by the Rough Riders with four different relievers out of the back end combining for shutout baseball after the fifth inning. The 2-1, a swing and a slow roller to short. Ditter comes up, charges, picks head high, fires to first and beats him by a step. And there's one away in the first inning. Acuña grounds out to his defensive counterpart normally, though he is the DH today. And Evan Carter makes his way in. After he DH'd yesterday, he's back in center field defensively today. Efrain Contreras making his fifth start against the Rough Riders this season alone. 1-3 with a 5.68 ERA in those prior four starts against the Rough Riders. First pitch, high off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. He's only allowed one home run of his 12 he's allowed this season to the Rough Riders. And the one player who hit that home run, he's standing at the plate right now. It's Evan Carter. The 1-0. Carter swings and drills into deep right center field. Johnson going back, looking up, and it's gone! Evan Carter now has two home runs against Efrain Contreras, and it's 1-0 Rough Riders in the first inning. His seventh long ball of the year, and he puts the Rough Riders out in front. It was a first-inning home run against Contreras, his only other bomb against him, and he does it again in the initial inning. And for the second time in the last three games, the Rough Riders have a first-inning long ball. It was Acuña two nights ago, and now it's Evan Carter who gets things started. And the first pitch to Thomas Ajaysu is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 on the Riders' shortstop, who homered yesterday. Contreras winds back and delivers home. Breaking ball popped up into shallow center field. Johnson moving back a couple steps as it had good carry on it, but he puts it away. A fly out to center field for Thomas Ajaysu, and there are two outs in the first. Here's Kellen Strong. Evan Carter has just absolutely tortured San Antonio pitching this year, and he adds on to it with another home run. He's now 10 for 22 in this series. And add his third extra base hit with that homer. The pitch to Strong. He pops it up into shallow right field. Jake Perez coming in a couple steps. He settles. Camps squeezes for the final out in the first inning. But the damage done by the Rough Riders, a run on a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. A solo home run for Evan Carter, the Rangers' number one prospect. Bottom of the first inning coming up, and the number 22 prospect of the Rangers organization, Dane Acker, makes his Double-A debut when we return. Riders 1, Missions nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Evan Carter welcoming us back to the bottom of the first inning, and he welcomed Efrain Contreras to the ballgame rudely in the first inning with a solo home run. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. Speaking of welcomes, welcome Dane Acker to the Double-A level. His Double-A debut for the former Oklahoma Sooner. He deals in to Ripken Reyes at the top of the order, and the first pitch is fouled away to the left side. It's 0-1. Dane Acker began his college career at Rice, went to San Jacinto College for a year, and then in 2020 transferred to Oklahoma. The 0-1 pitch. There's a fly ball foul left side. He's ahead 0-2 on Reyes, the second baseman, in this bottom of the first inning. And through a no-hitter in Oklahoma during a COVID-shortened 2020 season. And then he was drafted in the fourth round by the Oakland Athletics in that 2020 draft. The 0-2, high, and it's one ball and two strikes. He then came over to the Rangers organization in a trade that involved Elvis Andrus and Jonah Heim and Chris Davis coming over from the Athletics. And if you look back at that trade, as the wind back in the 1-2. Breaking ball, hit off the fist, down the left field line. It drops in a fair ball for Reyes. Zavala cuts it off, and now it gets past him. Reyes around second on his way to third. Zavala collects, fires it back in, but Reyes into third. That'll most likely go down as a double and an E7. Reyes in at third base to lead things off against Acker. If you look at that trade, it really is a win for the Texas Rangers because Jonah Heim has turned into an all-star catcher behind the plate. And Dane Acker has turned into a really big prospect and excited to see him up here at the Double-A level. The right-hander ready against Michael De La Cruz with a runner at third and nobody out. The pitch in. Chopper up the first base side and foul off De La Cruz's foot, and it's 0-1. Dane Acker missed the 2021 season outside of just two starts with Tommy John surgery. And came back in the middle of 2022, pitched in the Arizona League for five starts, and then came to Hickory at the end of the season, just four starts, really struggled. He's ready from the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Fastball fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. And starting 2023, it looked like he was going to go back to Hickory and then maybe not be there for long, but he had an injury that kept him in extended spring training in Arizona at the beginning of the season, and then joined Hickory in late May. Infield comes in for the Rough Riders with a runner at third. The 0-2 is swinging a line drive to center. Carter coming in, dives, and it gets past him, and it keeps on going to the warning track. Reyes comes in to score. De La Cruz around second on his way to third, and he's in there without a throw. We're tied at one. Back-to-back defensive misplays by the Rough Riders outfield. First, it was Aaron Zavala in left that let a ball get past him. This time, it's the gold glover, Evan Carter, who misjudged the line drive hit directly at him, dove in on a ball late. It bounced in front of him and then hopped over his glove all the way to the warning track where Aaron Zavala backed him up from left and was able to get it back in, but not before De La Cruz has an RBI triple. And we are tied at one, two batters into the game in the bottom of the first inning. Here's Juan Fernandez in the pitch. Fastball rides high, and it's one ball and no strikes. An eventful start to this one, with Evan Carter homering in the top of the first, and then Dane Acker allowing a run in. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0. Swing and a miss, and a good fading changeup down low and inside. It's 1-1. That changeup is probably his best off-speed pitch. He's only throwing three right now. It's the fastball, curveball, and changeup. He did have a slider, but it backed up a lot on it. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. There's a fly ball into right field and shallow. Strom coming on. He has a great arm. De La Cruz tags. Strom makes the catch. The throw, and it's right to home, but De La Cruz stopped at third. And there's the first out of the inning. Oh, Daniel Johnson steps in now. We're tied at one. Rough Riders in Mission. One out of the bottom of the first inning. And the infield comes in for the Rough Riders. Well, Acker just throwing those three pitches now, the fastball, curveball, and changeup. Johnson, left-handed hitter. Stretch in the pitch. Acker misses inside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Acker, six starts this year for High A Hickory, dominant 2-1-1 ERA, 25 Ks in 21 and a third innings, but on a very limited pitch count. The 1-0 misses outside. It's two balls and no strikes. This is just his 17th, or I should say his 18th start of his entire minor league career, and he's only thrown a little bit over 50 innings in his minor league career to this point. The 2-0, swinging a high pop-up, shallow right field. Biggers going back from second. He's in the shallow part of the right field grass, makes the backhanded catch, backpedaling, and fires home. De La Cruz remains at third, and there are two outs. But trying to limit the damage to just the one run. Ray Patrick Ditter stands in from the right side. 1-1 game, bottom of the first inning, two outs, runner at third. Acker readies and fires. Curveball outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Ditter has a home run in this series. He's driven in four runs. The Missions have won three of the five games so far, but two of those wins are one-run victories. The 0-1, another curveball. This time it dips low in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Defense behind Acker today. Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right. All have been busy. McTanilu at third, Thomas Sujasi at short. Jax Biggers at second, Josh Hatcher has first, and Scott Capers does the catching. The 1-1, high and tight. And it's two balls and one strike on the shortstop Ditter for San Antonio. Clay Williams is our home plate umpire today. Ray Patch and the crew chief down the first baseline, and Casey James our third base umpire today. Two and one on Ditter. Open stance, right side. Acker the 2-1. Swinging a high fly ball, hooked foul left side into the seats. counts, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Got out in front of that one. And all this has seemingly happened very, very quickly. The 18th pitch of the inning upcoming for Acker. That's what you don't want to do as a pitcher coming into a new environment, especially, is let the game speed you up. He'll be on a pitch count today. The 2-2. Curveball, swing and a miss for strike three. Dane Acker's first career double-A strikeout, and it retires the side in the first. One run across, though, it comes on 2 hits, an error, and 1 runner left on base. We're into the top of the second inning. It's 1-1. Riders matched up with the Missions for the final game of this series on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
It's been an eventful start to this game so far. Each team with a tally in the first inning. An Evan Carter solo homer for the Rough Riders and a Michael De La Cruz RBI triple for San Antonio. Tied at 1 to the top of the second. Aaron Zavala leads it off for the Rough Riders, and Efrain Contreras winds and fires. Hot foul out of play to the left side. It's 0-1 on the Riders' left fielder. Zavala has been good as of late and much better numbers, or much better, I should say, than his numbers might tell you in this series. Just 3 for 15. The wind back in the 0-1. Down low and inside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Over his last 2 games, though, he's 3 for 6 with 3 hits and 3 walks. The 1-1 pitch. He takes low of the zone, and he's ahead of the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Rough Riders would love to have a healthy and impactful Aaron Zavala in the lineup. The 2-1. Ground ball foul to the right side. It's 2-2 because when he is swinging the bat well, he can really carry an offense. He said earlier, though, that this is a very difficult ballpark to play in from an offensive standpoint. Not only are the alleys huge and the whole ballpark plays very, very big. He said the first 3 innings of the game with the sunshine. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive to left center field. Johnson on the run. He can't get there and falls into the alley for a base hit. Zavala turns, heads to second, dives in head first, and he's safe ahead of the tag. A hustle double for Aaron Zavala, his 5th of the season. And he slid hard into Ripken Reyes, but it looks like he's going to be okay at second base. So Zavala lashes a double into left center field. And it's a leadoff runner at second base for the Rough Riders in the second inning. Nick Tanelu makes his way to the plate, tied at 1, top of the second. The Rough Riders love to get some more offense against Contreras. Chandler Siegel, the catcher, goes out and chats with him quickly. Zavala was saying that the shadows and the way the sun kind of sets, it makes it really difficult to see spin here in this ballpark. So not only a pitcher-friendly ballpark in terms of the dimensions, but pitcher-friendly in terms of some of the natural elements as well. Tanelu just 1 for 18 in the series. first pitch. Breaking ball and a weak wave and a miss. It's 0-1. Tanny has been such a good player for the Rough Riders this season. Went up to AAA for just a few days last week and now back with the club. Stretch and Contreras, the 0-1. Breaking ball hit foul back to the netting and it's 0-2. It would be huge for Tanalu to come up with a good series finale in this one. Talking to Carlos Cardoza, the manager for the Rough Riders, before today's game, he was talking about how this is a big game. Every single game from here on out is a big one, but especially to split these series on the road and then try to win a little bit more at home as well. The Rough Riders have had a tough time at Riders Field. The 0-2. So we get a hard ground ball, left side and through. It's a hit into left. Zavala had to wait to see if it was going to get pulled in by Fernandez, the third baseman, and he moves to third. So runners at the corners for the Rough Riders. It's an 0-2 ground ball single into left field for Nick Tanalu. Josh Hatcher hits now for the Rough Riders, and Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach for San Antonio, heads out of the dugout, and he's going to go chat with Efrain Contreras. We haven't seen a whole lot of Jeff Andrews in this series. He's, for the most part, been able to stay in the dugout over the course of this set because San Antonio has pitched so well. The most the runs the Rough Riders have scored in this series came last night. That was 6. Outside of that, 1-3-2-4. It's been a very well-pitched series for San Antonio. And the Rough Riders trying to put an end to that and really blow this game open. A good opportunity with runners at the corners and nobody out here in the second. Josh Hatcher is in from the left side against Contreras. Hatcher has hit safely in every game he's played in with the Rough Riders so far. A 6-game hitting streak. He's 7 for his first 20. That's a .350 average with a home run, a double, and 4 RBIs. Infield up the middle, a double play depth. The stretch in the first pitch to the left-handed batting Hatcher. Swinging a line drive up and over the shortstop, Dinner into left center, a base hit. Zavala scores. Tanalu turns around second on his way to third, and he's in there easily. RBI single for Josh Hatcher. It's 2-1 Rough Riders. Well, he got a pitch off the outside corner and right at the knees, and he just rifled it right over the top of Ray Patrick Dinner, the shortstop, and into left center. An RBI knock for Hatcher. He's driven in his 5th of the year with Frisco, and he's now hit safely in 7 consecutive games for the Rough Riders. Runners on the corners again and nobody out. Rough Riders have been due for an offensive explosion. It would be great to have that happen tonight. They lead it 2-1. First pitch to Scott Capers. Breaking ball captures the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. A win today would make it a 3-3 opening series in the second half. Rough Riders will have Midland at home next week. And then they'll break for the All-Star break. The 0-1. Curveball high, and it's 1-1. And after that, a 3-game series at Amarillo, which is going to be a very key series because of the fact that anything can happen at that ballpark, and you want to make sure that you pick up those wins when you can there. Back home to face San Antonio. The 1-1. Found back this way. Clips the top of the netting. And it's 1-2. I was ready.
I was too. It would have come towards you, though.
Yes.
It was a little bit to the right. So, yeah. Plus, I have a window in front of me.
I was going to say,
you don't. So, you got the open air.
I think you're safe.
The 1-2. Low and outside. Misses in the dirt. It's 2-2. The Rough Riders still with nobody out in this second inning. Leading it 2-1. Capers just 1-for-13 in the series. He takes a couple half swings out to the hill. Contreras tucks the glove to his chest. Likes the sign. He's ready from the stretch. The 2-2. Breaking ball. Tapped on the ground. Foul. Left side. It's still 2-2. Contreras only threw 9 pitches in that first inning. He's had to labor just a little bit more in this frame so far and still hasn't recorded an out. This next pitch will be number 15 in the inning. He readies from the stretch and brings in the 2-2. Fastball popped up foul back behind home again. Off to our right and just down below us. Still two balls and two strikes. Oh, I bet an adult got it and didn't give it to a kid. That's where you hear that booing from. A 2-2 still on Capers. Contreras readies and fires over to first. Hatcher's back in safely. The way the defense is playing for the Missions, they'll get two outs to give up a run while doing it with the up the middle portion of the defense back. Third baseman Fernandez back as well. 2-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Siegel blocks. This will be the eighth pitch coming to Capers. Three balls and two strikes. Siegel threw kind of a lob back to Contreras, and the sun must have been in his eyes because he was turning away from it as he was catching it. The sun sets to our right. You're at the Wolf. 3-2. The pitch. Hatcher takes off. There's a line drive. Foul left side. It's still three balls and two strikes as it kicks out into shallow left field where Pedro Castellanos goes and grabs it. And tosses it into this crowd that is growing a little bit bigger. Oh, it was dropped. He tossed it in the first row and it was dropped, and now it's just sitting in the bullpen. And one of the bullpen members, Kevin Copps, has to go grab it now.
They better catch it this time.
And they did. Good job.
Good job.
This crowd has kind of filled in a little bit more since first pitch. It was a bit light at first pitch, but filled into a much better crowd. Pretty decent crowds all week here in San Antonio. Contreras, the payoff again. Locked up foul again off to the right side. It's still three balls and two strikes. Good AB from Capers, who's fouled off four pitches after getting two strikes on him. The 10th pitch coming to him. He calls time and steps out. It's a big at bat for the Rough Riders to try and keep this going, because you have 9-1-2 after Capers. Turn it back up to the top of the order that have been the run producers. Payoff home. Line drive foul again. A rocket into the seats left side. Watch out. It's still 3-2. At least 11 pitches to Scott Capers. Couldn't ask for a much better start to this ballgame on the offensive side if you're Frisco. The inning began with an Aaron Zavala double into left center. Tanelu then singled into left to put runners at the corners. A Josh Hatcher RBI single extended the inning, and that's where we are with runners on the edges and nobody out. Payoff pitch. A fly ball into center field. This will get a run home. Johnson is under it. He's there to make the catch. Tanelu tags from third, and he motors home to score. It's 3-1 Rough Riders. Great at-bat from Scott Capers. On the 11th pitch, he wins it with a sac fly to center. Good situational hitting for Frisco. Hatcher remains at first base, and with one out, there's a runner at first, and two runs in for the nine-hole hitting Jax Biggers. Biggers just 1-for-15 in the series. Contreras sets and throws over to first, and Hatcher's back in. Biggers hitting just 201 on this season, but he's played amazing defense for the Rough Riders wherever they put him, at second or at third mostly. Stretch and the pitch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Three-one Rough Riders, one out, runner at first in the second. Stretch in the 1-0. Biggers swings and misses over the top on a breaking ball low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Whole side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Riders already with three runs on four hits in this game. The pick. Breaking ball cued off the end of the bat up the first baseline and foul. One ball and two strikes on the second baseman. He walks back towards home. Dane Acker has been in the dugout for a while after his first inning in which he threw 18 pitches. We have some news coming across. You ready for this, Josh?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
4th of July game tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
We are officially sold out.
There we go.
The Seating Bowl has been officially sold out. There are only standing room tickets available for this game. Well, that's exciting stuff. We are very excited to see you out there in the 4th of July game tomorrow. Stretch in the 1-2, a rocket foul right side up into the concourse area. Watch out.
Might have to sell some tickets to the radio booth, put us some temporary seating behind us. And
we can pack it in.
Have some fans sit behind us. Yeah. Be like a special ticket package. Enjoy the game with the radio broadcasters.
Yeah.
I'm down. Don't want anyone to be turned away. You know what I'm talking about?
Put them on top of the press box.
Okay, I don't know about that. It seems dangerous.
Contreras ready from the stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball dips into the dirt. Two balls, two strikes on Biggers. So the first sellout that we've had with the Rough Riders during my time here in the last 3 years, and that's super, super exciting. Hoping to see the biggest crowd that we've seen since 2019 at Riders Field tomorrow. Contreras readies and delivers in the 2-2. Hit on the ground, foul right side into the Rough Riders bullpen area. Sends relievers scattering, and it's still two balls, two strikes. And speaking of relievers scattering, on the other side, there's Jose Quezada, who started warming in the Missions bullpen. 3-1 Rough Riders in the second inning. Contreras was chased by Frisco in the second in his first start against the Rough Riders, but that was because of command issues. That was back in April when he walked five batters. Two home. Hatcher takes off. It's down in the dirt for ball three. And Hatcher pulls in easily at second base with a stolen base. Now he's in scoring position now. And this will be the eighth pitch coming to Biggers. So after an 11-pitch at-bat for Scott Capers, Biggers has worked at least an 8-pitch at-bat. Rough Riders really making Contreras work in this inning. Hatcher takes his lead off of second base. Contreras looking in for the sign. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside for strike three. And there are two outs. It's the first strikeout for Contreras. And we go back up to the top of the card for Luis Angel Acuña. Rough Riders have been good this year when they score first in ball games. When they are the first ones to get on the board, they are 24-17. Here's the stretch, and the first pitch to Acuña. Away, and it's one ball and no strikes of the breaking ball. Acuña bounded out to the shortstop, Ray Patrick Ditter, in the first inning. Acuña played in center field defensively yesterday for the Rough Riders, and he made a spectacular diving catch. Stretch in the 1-0. A fly ball off the end of the bat to shallow center. Johnson comes in into a trot, and he makes the catch to retire the side. But a fruitful inning offensively for the Rough Riders. Two runs. It comes on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. 3-1 Rough Riders. Bottom of the second inning coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning. Rough Riders lead it 3-1. Pedro Castellanos leads it off against Dane Acker, then Chandler Siegel and Kervin Pichardo. It's 6-7-8 in the order for San Antonio. First pitch from Acker. Curveball tips the outside corner, a strike right at the belt. It's 0-1. Acker threw 18 pitches in that first inning, allowing a run on a couple hits. It was two triples. He has his sign, twirls the ball in his glove at his belt, winds in the 0-1. Another curveball, top of the zone this time for a strike, and it's 0-2. Castellanos is ready for Frisco to leave town. He's 0-16 in the series, has just three hits against Frisco all season this year. The 0-2. Another curveball. This time he buried it off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Castellanos against the Rough Riders this season is hitting just 0-55, 3-55 head-to-head. The windback and the 1-2. Curveball, swing and a miss off the outside corner for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dane Acker, and there's one out in the second inning. Castellanos continues to struggle with the stick, and Chandler Siegel makes his way to the plate. Siegel, the catcher, making his first appearance in the series, hitting just 206 this year. Acker deals home. High and tight, and it's one ball and no strikes. And as much as he has struggled on the season, and his numbers don't look very good against the Rough Riders either, hitting just 192 in eight games, it always seems like he comes up with a big hit for the mission. It's the 1-0. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. He has two RBIs and four runs scored so far against the Rough Riders this season. Acker working from the windup, first base side of the rubber, peels in the 1-1. Fastball rides across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. Speaking with coaches and members of the personnel for the Rangers about Dane Acker, they really, really like him. He's a guy who really, the trade from Oakland that brought over Chris Davis and Jonah Heim and Acker in that deal, he was not just a throw-in. He was a guy they really liked and wanted. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him upstairs. Dane Acker has struck out three in a row, and there are two outs in the second. He makes quick work of Chandler Siegel and Kervin Pichardo. Bats from the right side. 3-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second inning. Talking to manager Carlos Cardoza, he said when he came up to us at the end of last season, the pitch. Curveball outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. He was really impressed with his competitive fire. A guy who was always locked in when he was in the dugout as to what's going on in the game. The 0-1 pitch. Another curve. This one sits outside, and it's one ball and one strike. And a guy who you want out there on the mound. He said he reminded him a lot of Owen White with his character. He nods yes to the sign, shoulders square to the third base dugout, the 1-1. Fastball sits just high, and it's two balls and one strike. Said that fastball, when he gets it up in the zone, is really hard to touch. And that's where he has lived so far in this game, especially here in the second inning. 2-1, swinging a soft roller to the third base side. Tanelu charges, picks, fires on the run, got him, and that's the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Dane Acker. That's exactly what you want to see after the Rough Riders put up two in the top of the second. We go to the top of the third next. Rough Riders a 3-1 advantage. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Efrain Contreras remains in and yet again has to deal with this Rough Riders offense. And the last guy he wants to see, Evan Carter, steps in to begin the third inning. 3-1 Frisco, in no small part thanks to Evan Carter, a home run back in the first inning. And now his second plate appearance of the day. The first pitch is just below the knees. And ball one. Evan Carter stepped in, just the second batter of this ball game, and crushed a ball to right center field for a solo home run. Now the 1-0 offering. He swings on a line drive towards short and at second base. That's into the grass. Base hit. Evan Carter, 2-for-2 today. A home run and a single. He just can't stop racking up base hits in San Antonio. His 21st hit at this stadium this season in his 12th and final game this year. And he might have to buy some real estate here in San Antonio and come back often with how well he has hit at the Wolf.
And no one told him this is a pitcher-friendly park.
Yeah, that's the craziest part. 4 home runs in this park where few people leave the yard like he does. First pitch to Sajacy. He hits a hard third base side. Diving shot by Fernandez. Throws on a hop to first. He beats it out. Sajacy is safe at first, an infield single. And he goes back-to-back with Evan Carter with base hits.
What a great play by Fernandez, though. Sprawling out dive to his right, and it was just the throw that cost him. He tried to bounce it across the diamond, and I think he bounced it a little too close to the mound, because when he bounced it, it really took a lot of juice off that throw, and it was a long hop, and that allowed Sajacy to beat it out.
So the two guys tied for the team lead in batting average at .307. Do the same thing to lead off the third inning, single and single. Kellen Strawn, the batter. Frisco ahead 3-1 in the top half of the third inning. Evan Carter at second, Thomas Sajacy at first. Contreras from the stretch, and his pitch is low, ball one. And it's 1-0 to Kellen Strawn. So Evan Carter singling to right center field. Sajacy hugging the line at third. May have been extra bases saved by Fernandez, but Sajacy running up the line and safe at first. One ball, no strikes to Kellen Strom, a right-hand hitter against the righty in Contreras. He stretches in the pitch, is taken right down the middle, and strike one to Kellen Strong. Coming off a really good day, 3-for-4 yesterday in the victory. His first hit to the series, just his second game played. And a double yesterday as well. And up his batting average to .236. Has an even count at 1-1. Here's the offering from Contreras. Breaking ball hit on the ground, snared by Contreras. He goes to third and throws it away. Up the third baseline, Carter comes home to score. Sajasi to third, Strom to second. The Rough Riders lead it 4-1. Contreras made a great pick at the mound to field the ball. Decided to get the lead runner at third and threw low to Fernandez, who still had a chance to catch it. He had to reach down near his knees to grab it. Bounced off his glove up the left field line. Carter ended up scoring from second. Sajasi goes from first to third. And Kellen Strom, on what will be a fielder's choice plus an error on the pitcher, ends up at second base. Frisco 4 and San Antonio 1.
I'm not too sure they might tack an error on Fernandez for a miscatch.
Possible.
That's a play he's got to make there. He kind of T-Rexed armed it.
It wasn't a perfect throw, but, yeah, it wasn't too wild. And it's an error one way or the other, either on the pitcher or third baseman. So second and third, Zavala the batter. He takes outside and ball one. So second and third for the Rough Riders, scoring in three consecutive innings to open this ball game and have a 4-1 lead. Contreras works Zavala. He takes again, this time on the outer half, a fastball to even the count at 1-1. So the Rough Riders have the same lead that San Antonio did yesterday in the third inning. Today in the third, it's 4-1 again, but this time Frisco in front. A 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball hit at the plate. And Zavala falls behind, 1-2. That 4-1 lead yesterday for the Missions did not hold. Frisco coming back to score 5 unanswered runs, and they won 6-4. Today they hope that lead will stick. 4-1, and they might increase it here. Still nobody out, and 2 in scoring position. 1-2 from Contreras. The righty winds and comes home. Breaking ball hit high and deep to right field. Perez running back to the warning track. He makes the catch. Coming in from third, Sajasi scores. Strom to third. A sack fly for Aaron Zavala on a deep fly to right field. And the Rough Riders tack on a run. It's 5-1. A well-hit ball to right for Aaron Zavala. That might have left the yard back in Frisco, but at least he gets one RBI out of it. And it scores Thomas Sajasi from third. Just the first out of the inning. And Nick Tanelu, the batter, with the Rough Riders now leading by 4. It is an error on the third baseman, Fernandez, by the way, a couple plays ago on Kellen Strom's ground ball back to the pitcher. And probably the right call. First pitch to Tanelu. Is over the plate, low part of the zone, strike one. So Contreras not pegged with the error. Not a perfect throw, but, yeah, Fernandez should have caught that as he was stepping on third. The inning has unraveled a bit. 2 runs in. The pitch is down and in. And a count even to Tanelu. Rough Riders would like to plate at least 3 here in the inning. They have Kellen Strom 90 feet away. And only 1 out of the inning. The infield is in. A 1-1 breaking ball hit high and deep to center field. This should be deep enough to do the job. Johnson running back. He reaches out. It bounces off the wall. Oh, that'll do the job all right. Tanelu to second. He chugs for third. No throw there. An RBI triple for Nick Tanelu. For an RBI, his second triple of the year, and the Rough Riders are up 5, make it 6-1. It was deep enough one way or the other to score Kellen Strom. The question is, was it a sack fly or a base hit? The Rough Riders get the better of those two outcomes, and they've now scored 3 runs in the inning and 6 runs in the ball game, and that's going to chase Effer Ian Contreras out of this contest. He lasts just 2 1/3 innings in San Antonio and has allowed not all of them earned, but 6 runs in this game. And a runner at third for Nick Tanelu. Josh Hatcher will be the batter to face the new pitcher, when we return. Frisco 6 and San Antonio 1. Top of the third continues after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jose Quezada, the new pitcher for the San Antonio Missions, halfway through the third inning. His first pitch to Josh Hatcher is swung on, line drive to left field, base hit. Nick Tanelu comes in from third, and the Rough Riders pick up where they left off before the pitching change. Welcome to the ballgame, Jose Quezada. After the Rough Riders had already scored three runs this inning, with only one out, chasing Efrain Contreras to the ballgame. One pitch after the change, Josh Hatcher goes opposite way for a base hit to the left side. And it scores Nick Tanelu from third base after Tanny's triple to left center. Tanelu scores, and now Scott Capers to the plate. Takes the first pitch for a ball. So Frisco scoring four runs this inning. And Jose Quezada gives up a base hit on his first pitch. Third inning, a breaking ball hit foul behind home. And a 1-1 count to Scott Capers. So that finishes the line on Efrain Contreras. 2 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 7 runs, 6 of them earned. He did not walk a batter, struck out just one, and gave up a home run. So the Rough Riders ahead 7-1 now in this ballgame in the third inning. 1-1 offering to Capers, a fastball that finds the zone. And 1-2 the count to Scott Capers. Jose Quezada in a tough spot for the Texas Tech product. 4.91 ERA this season in 14 innings and 10 appearances. The righty comes home, and a slider down and away, blocked by Siegel in the dirt. And ball two to Scott Capers, who had a sack fly back in the second inning when the Rough Riders pulled ahead that frame. It was 1-1 after the first inning, and it would not be a pitcher's duel, at least not early on, after it was the last few days off and on. This series has been marked by several really good outings, starters and relievers, but today it's not aiming towards that trajectory. 7-1. The 2-2 pitch is Beltner at letter high, a throw back to first, and Hatcher is safe. Close play, the fans wanted him called out, but he was safe back at first base. 3-2 now the count to Scott Capers. Contreras' pitch count really rose, especially because of Capers' at bat. And then Jax Biggers to follow him. 11 to Capers and then 8 more pitches to Biggers, even though he technically got them both out. Capers a sack fly and Biggers a strikeout, but 19 pitches between the two of them last inning. And then by the time he got to this inning in the third, he was already a little more taxed and then gave up 3 hits in this inning. Quezada throws back to first, and Hatcher returns to the bag. 3-2 to Scott Capers. After Quezada allowed a first pitch single to the first man he saw, Josh Hatcher. And now a longer at bat with Capers. Payoff pitch upcoming. Quezada comes set to the belt. One out and one on for the Rough Riders. Here is the payoff. Fastball fined into the right side and into the concourse. Fans go running away from it and then running to it once they see the souvenir situated in a little patch of grass in the concourse. Still 3-2 to Scott Capers in the final game of this series. Frisco looking to even up the series at 3 wins apiece to close it out, win their final game of this ballpark in the regular season, and get back to 3-3 in the second half standings. The payoff pitch to Scott Capers, breaking ball high and in, ball four. Hatcher was running, and he could jog into second with the walk, pushing him that direction anyways. Another good at-bat for Scott Capers, and he draws a walk.
He saw 11 pitches in the first trip up, and he saw 7 here. That's really good stuff from Capers, making the pitcher work, and he's won both times, too. A sack fly and a walk.
Now Jax Biggers to the plate, 2 on. Both off of Quezada, who has entered this ballgame and proceeded to throw 8 pitches, 1 for a single, and then 7 more that led to that walk. And still only 1 out in this 3rd inning. 4 runs have already scored. Quezada from the stretch looking into Jax Biggers, a righty-lefty matchup with the infield twisted to the right. His first pitch to Biggers is swung on and numbered towards second. Reyes Fields on a weird hop goes to second. The turn from Ditter in time. Double play. And the inning is over. 4-6-3 twin killing. And the Rough Riders still bring 8 batters to the plate, scoring 4 runs on 4 hits. 1 left on. And they take a 7-1 lead halfway through the 3rd inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Following a big inning for the Frisco Rough Riders, they come back out into the field and try to protect a fairly sizable lead. It's the Rough Riders 7 and the San Antonio Missions 1. Here on a Monday evening in Baymar County. Glad to have you along the way at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Dane Acker is still in his first time through the order, the starting pitcher for the Frisco Rough Riders. His first pitch in to Jake Perez, high and tight on a fastball at ball one. Perez's first plate appearance of the day. Meanwhile, the Rough Riders will have Luis Angel Acuna coming up for his 3rd plate appearance next inning when he leads off. Acker back into the line. His first pitch is just above the belt. Or second pitch, I should say. 2-0 the count to Jake Perez. Dane Acker making his first start with the Rough Riders this season, coming up to double A. His 2-0 pitch swung on and missed. Good looking off speed. That got by the barrel of Jake Perez. 2 balls and a strike from Dane Acker. Bases empty, just leading off the bottom of the 3rd inning. Acker winds again, and his pitch swung on, grounded foul at the 3rd base side. 2-2, the count to the right-hand hitter, Perez. 4 runs last inning for the Rough Riders. Scored 1 run in the first, 2 more in the second, 4 in the 3rd. And if they're going to keep that pace up, they'll have to do something crazy in the 4th inning. Right now, bottom of the 3rd. 2-2, the count from Dane Acker, a high kick. His pitch fly to the right side and foul. After Perez, it'll be Ripken Reyes and Michael De La Cruz, the only two guys to have gotten a hit today off of Dane Acker, both of them for triples. But then since then, he has retired six in a row. His 2-2 offering to Jake Perez is just above the belt and ball three. A full count now from Dane Acker. Played for Rice and then San Jacinto Junior College in Houston. And then Oklahoma to finish out his college career, fourth round in 2020. Here's the payoff pitch to Perez. Off speed, just a little bit high, maybe towards the inside. And ball four, the first base runner he has allowed since Michael De La Cruz back in the first inning. And Ripken Reyes steps in with De La Cruz moving to the on-deck circle. Second baseman switch hitter steps in. Got a couple switch hitters leading off for the Missions. Reyes and De La Cruz go back-to-back in the order at the top of the card. Reyes steps in, nobody out. Runner at first for San Antonio in the bottom of the third inning. 7-1 Frisco. First pitch, high and in. And ball one to Ripken Reyes. Third baseman Nick Tanelu playing well off the line and in. John Goble takes a trot out of the Frisco dugout. And we'll have a conversation with his 24-year-old pitcher. Goble, who is coaching in Hickory last year and had Dane Acker come up towards the end of the season. So very familiar with Acker's arsenal, his mentality, and excited to see what Acker's put together. And it didn't start out great. Back-to-back triples to open up the ballgame. But since then, no hits allowed. And finally, his first base runner since then. Bottom of the third inning. The runner at first for the mission, still a six-run cushion for the Rough Riders to work with. And the mound visit breaks up. Dane Acker will face Ripken Reyes with a 1-0 count. The Rough Riders trying to turn things around a little bit. They have held water but not really pushed their record up or down of recent. The last three series, Frisco has ended the week 3-3 three straight times. Northwest Arkansas, Corpus Christi, and Springfield, the last three opponents. And same result each time. Reyes steps back in. Acker's ready to go from the stretch. Deals in the 1-0. It is inside. Hits the corner, in fact. And evens the count at 1-1. The last series that was not a split was actually against San Antonio back in early June. The Rough Riders went 2-4 against the Missions. The series before that, they split against Arkansas. So they haven't won any of the last five series. The 1-1. Tails to the inside part of the plate and gets ahead. One ball and two strikes from Dane Acker. So that's four splits and one loss in terms of the last five series for Frisco. The last time the Rough Riders won a series was against Amarillo in the middle of May. Included on May 21st. One ball and two strikes from Dane Acker with a runner at first and nobody out. He submits the pitch. It is swung on. A grounder towards first, fielded by Hatcher. He goes to second. The turn back to first is not in time. It's a fielder's choice. Hatcher ruled to have been off the bag. Didn't look like the throw is in time anyways. It goes down as a 3-6 put out. Fielder's choice. Reyes is aboard at first base. And Jake Perez forced out at second base. So one out, one on for the Missions. Michael De La Cruz follows in the Missions' order. Frisco ahead 7-1 in the bottom half of the third inning.
That can be such a tough play for a first baseman, throwing to second and then having to retreat while looking for the bag with your foot and trying to look for the ball with your eyes, and just couldn't find it.
Sometimes the pitcher will come in and take the bag, so you got to communicate as well. Initial pitch from Dane Acker to Michael De La Cruz. Swung on, fouled right back. Got a pop fly, strike one. I mentioned that Frisco hasn't won a series since the middle of May. They won't do that today, but they could split once again. They're 2-3 this week against San Antonio, having lost Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but winning yesterday and winning in the opener. 0-1 pitch is inside on a slider, almost got the feet of De La Cruz. The impressive thing, though, is that Frisco could split two straight series while enduring three-game losing streaks within both of those series. They did that last week against Springfield, losing the first three games and yet still split, having won the latter three games of that six-game series. A 1-1 offering to De La Cruz from Dane Ackard. Swung on, a high fly to left and foul. The Frisco lost three games this week as well. Not the first three, but games number 2, 3, 4. They lost those three in a row. And yet they could still win three out of the week if they win today. They put themselves in a spot to do exactly that. A 7-1 lead over the Missions in the third inning. Infield mostly in the shadows. Outfield in the sun. Here's the 1-2 pitch, a slider down and in. Dane Ackard not quite finding the feel for that slider in this at-bat. Missed a couple times. Pretty far down and in. Two balls, two strikes. The shadows almost perfectly aligning with the grass on the inner part of the infield. And then the dirt part of the infield almost completely in the sun, as is the outfield. So Ackard in the shadows, as is all of home plate. The 2-2 offering from the right-hander, Dane Ackard. Is grounded up the middle. The shortstop's to J.C. Fields. His only play is at first. He throws that way and gets the out. Working laterally to the other side of second base. And so J.C. fielded on the first base side of second. It makes a short throw over and advances Reyes to second base on the play. Two down. Juan Fernandez is the hitter. With Frisco ahead 7-1 in this inning. Fernandez 0-1 today. But leads the team with seven hits this series against Frisco. Looking for a two-out RBI with Ripken Reyes in scoring position. Dane Ackard works Fernandez. The first pitch foul behind home. And it's 0-1. This Frisco team, like I was saying, a lot of split series of late for a team that started out pretty hot. The Rough Riders were in first place in the Southern Division for a decent chunk of the first half, about a quarter of the time. Mostly early on. The 0-1 pitch to Juan Fernandez. A high fly down the right side and foul. 0-2 the count. So Frisco about 25% of the time is in first place in the first half, which is good, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much time you spend in first place unless you finish in first place. That's how you get the actual playoff berth. Frisco technically finished in last place in the Southern Division in the first half, but it was a log jam. They were only 5.5 games out of first place. Two outs and two strikes. Here's the offering. Curveball tapped up the third baseline. Foul by a few feet. A softly hit roller off the bat of Juan Fernandez. Frisco early on in the second half looking to make a move towards the playoffs once again. They would love to follow up the Texas League championship from last year getting into the playoffs and giving themselves a chance for a repeat. The 0-2 offering from Ackard, way outside and low on a slider. 1-2 to Juan Fernandez. Frisco won the first game of the second half. Then lost those three in a row. Winning yesterday, could go 3-3, then come back home for a 4th of July affair against Midland with an even record. 1-2 the count with a runner at second for the Missions and two down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a grounder foul, third base side. And still 1-2 the count from Dane Ackard. A game tomorrow, 7:05. Not a lot of tickets available. Standing room only. But obviously the other games in that series, you can find your tickets at RidersBaseball.com in the seating bowl. A lot of good promotions coming up against Midland this upcoming week, or this week really. 1-2 pitch to Fernandez, a roller third base side again, barehanded by the skipper Luke Monks in the third base box.
Just another reason to get your tickets early. Sold out in the Seating Bowl tomorrow. Lazy River sold out on Sunday. A lot of reasons to get those tickets early on RidersBaseball.com, as you mentioned.
And Sunday's Dino Day, or Dino Night with the Dino Company.
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be great. 1-2 the count from Dane Ackard. Tries to put away Fernandez. He comes home. High and in, and ball two. 2-2 from Dane Ackard, who's trying to push another scoreless inning. He has just a walk to the leadoff man, then a fielder's choice, and then a ground out in this frame. Ripken Reyes, the runner at second. Bottom of the third inning. Frisco ahead 7-1. Ackard deals again. A high fly to left field. Zavala running back, still going to the warning track. Zavala looking up. and it bounces in between him and Carter. A run comes home, and they're saying that ball got out of play. The umpires are saying he's got to get it back in. The runner's coming around. Fernandez comes home, and he scores. The umpires never said it was a dead ball. Zavala was just hanging on to it. He said that ball bounced over the fence. They're probably right, but they still got to throw that ball in. Because if the umpires don't see it, it's a live ball, and Fernandez runs all the way around for an inside-the-park home run. Evan Carter's putting his hands up and saying that ball got out of the ballpark, hit the wall behind the front wall, and then came back in, which is a dead ball. It should be a ground rule double, but Zavala was just holding on to the ball, and the umpires never said dead ball. And he thought they had, and so Fernandez scores. There's not going to be an error on the play. That's just an inside-the-park home run to score two runs. It's now 7-3, Frisco. Daniel Johnson, the batter, first pitch for a strike. Oh, my goodness. It landed right in between Zavala and Carter. They almost had a chance to catch it. They probably did. It's hard to tell if either one was calling for it. The 0-1 pitch on the inside corner. Acker was about to get out of the inning with a fly ball to left center, and not only was it not caught, ends up being an inside-the-park home run. The 0-2 to Daniel Johnson, a swing and a miss. Three pitches later, a three-pitch strikeout. The inning is over. Two runs come in on the weirdest inside-the-park home run you'll ever see, with Frisco not realizing the ball was in play. The Rough Riders lead at 7-3 through three complete innings on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through three innings from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas, the Frisco Rough Riders leading 7-3 with Luis Angel Acuña stepping in to take his third at-bat of the day. The pitch is high from Jose Quezada, and ball one. Two runs come in last inning for the San Antonio Missions on an inside-the-park home run that should not have been. The 1-0 is inside to Acuña, 2-0. It's both a missed call and a learning experience for the Rough Riders, because even though that ball got out of the ballpark on a bounce and hit the radar sign in left center, it was still, I'm sure the coaches will tell, still throw that ball in when they thought Zavala and Carter that it had gotten out. Zavala had it. The 2-0 is down the middle to Acuña, 2-1. So the Rough Riders were up 7-1. It's now 7-3 on the first inside-the-park home run by the Missions this season, and the first in over 12 months. The 2-1 to Acuña is on the inside corner from Quezada, 2-2. June 22nd, 2022. That's by opponent. Let me look for the inside the park run by. Oh, it is Connor Kaiser. June 22nd. There it is. Yeah, okay. I'm reading it right. Acuña fouls it back. June 22nd, 2022, on the road. But Connor Kaiser did it. This time it was Juan Fernandez with a
with an inside the park homer, technically, even though it really shouldn't have been. It bounced out, but it'll go in the book as so. Here's the 2-2. Acuna swings, fouls it right back to the netting.
So Fernandez has three homers this year, two that just got out in Amarillo.
Oh, gosh.
And inside the park home run. He didn't hit any last year.
Oh, man. His eighth hit of the series to lead the team. Luis Angel Acuna 0-2 today, looking to get aboard on a 2-2 pitch. Jose Quijada deals. A grounder third base side, three hops. Fernandez fields, throws on the run. Good throw. Got him on the run. And Acuna grounds out to the third baseman. Fernandez, fresh off the inside the park home run, has caught his breath and able to sprint in to throw him out. And there's one out. Evan Carter, the next one to face Jose Quijada. 2-2 on the day. Home run and a single today for Evan. And no, not an inside the parker. He got it well over the right center wall, crushing a ball. Back in the first inning for Frisco's first lead today. First pitch to Carter's down the middle, strike one. The Rough Riders gave up that lead in the bottom half of that inning and then took it right back in the second. Added on to it in the third inning, now leading 7-3. The 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Not a changeup. And it's 0-2 to the left-hand hitting Evan Carter. Seventh home run of the year. Earlier today for Evan Carter, batting second in the lineup today and playing center field. The 0-2 pitch swung on, line towards left field. Castellanos running over, takes a few steps back, and gets there in time to put away Carter. And there are two outs now in the fourth inning. Thomason J.C. is next. 1-2 on the evening. We'll bus back tonight into Frisco. Play tomorrow, 7:05. Every game the rest of this week at 7:05, save for the Sunday game on Kids Sunday Fun Day, 6:05 to close out the series against Midland. So the Rough Riders playing 12 games in 12 days. This is the halfway point of that stretch. First pitch is outside, ball one to Thomas Ajayi. Two outs, nobody on for the Rough Riders. Seven runs on eight hits. The Missions with three runs on three hits at this point in the ballgame. Here's the 1-0. It's at the knees for a strike. Castellanos, the left fielder, shielding his eyes with his glove in between pitches, facing the sun, which is still just over an hour away from setting here in San Antonio. 1-1 pitch is hit hard down the right side, foul into the seats, and a souvenir here at the Wolf. Last time we'll play at this facility, save for the postseason. San Antonio will be on the road the first game of the playoffs, and they would play games 2 and 3, if necessary, of the first round at home, winning the first half. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch inside on a slider hits a J.C. on the back. And a breaking ball that got a right square of the back. He tosses the bat aside, and a hit by pitch with two down to put Thomas and J.C. aboard. Slider that came in. And now Kellen Strawn, the batter, with two down here in the fourth inning. Aaron Zavala on deck if the inning gets to him. Outfield playing a step deep to Kellen Strawn. Infield with a big hole on the right side to Kellen. Right-hand hitter caused some chaos in his last at-bat. A ground ball back to the pitcher, thrown away up the left field line on a fielder's choice. He got to second. So J.C. dives back on a pickoff throw and is safe back to first. 7-3 Rough Riders in the top half of the fourth inning. Two outs and a runner on for Frisco. Kellen Strom ready to go in the first pitch in. He takes a big cut, misses it, strike one. Kellen with the red arm sleeve on the right arm and the bare left forearm. Wearing the gray jerseys today, as are all the Rough Riders, red batting helmets. San Antonio in the white unis this evening with the navy ball caps, the American flag style. Got the San Antonio logo, but with the white background and red stripes across. 0-1 the count to Kellen Strom. Quijada comes set. Pauses and deals in to Kellen Strom for the 0-1. Kellen takes a late cut and falls behind, nothing and two. Frisco a lot more hits today. They've been hitting fairly well in this series. In fact, have out-hit San Antonio by 10 in this series. Now 15 if you include today's action. Although they could still lose the series if they don't win today. Here's the pitch to Strom. He flies away the 0-2 offering and a foul ball to stay alive. Frisco actually out-hit San Antonio in two of the three losses. It was just the 10-3 defeat in which San Antonio gained more hits than Frisco. That's the only time this series that the Missions have had more hits than Frisco in any game. 0-2 the count with Strom. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses on a breaking ball, strike three. And the Rough Riders are done in the fourth. No runs, no hits, one left on. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. 7-3 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Ray Patrick Ditter to lead off for the San Antonio Missions in the home half of the fourth inning. With Dane Acker back to work for the Rough Riders after a wild third inning, but he's ready to go. 7-3 Rough Riders. His first pitch is swung on and missed to Ray Patrick Ditter. And it's 0-1. He struck out Ditter to end the first inning and now opens the fourth against the shortstop Ditter. 3-for-14 on the series. And he calls for time after just one pitch. So Dane Acker had to endure a weird fly ball into left inside the park home run last inning. Struck out the very next guy on three pitches. Good job coming back after it. Here's the 0-1. It is high and away. One ball, one strike from Acker, who has seen his offense spend a lot of time in the field today. Good and bad. I mean, good that they've provided him a cushion, but he's had to wait a long time in between innings. 1-1 curveball for a strike. And it's one ball, two strikes from Dane Acker. But he's done well to wait out those innings and come back strong each time. 1-2 pitch from the righty, another breaking ball fouled away on the third base side. 1-2 still the count from Dane Acker, who has crossed the 60-pitch plateau. And in the fourth inning so far, infield shifted just a bit to the left to Ditter hitting from the right side. The 1-2 pitch, it is just outside towards the top part of the zone and doesn't get the call from Clay Williams. Dane Acker now at 2-2 the count to the leadoff man. Pedro Castellanos is next, followed by Chandler Siegel in the fourth. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. And three balls and two strikes from Dane Acker. Frisco winning yesterday to avoid a four-game losing streak. They had won four in a row, including the series opener this week, but then lost three in a row. Didn't quite cancel out that four-game winning streak with a four-game losing streak right after. Here's the payoff pitch to Ditter. He swings, fouls it up the right side to the seats at about eight rows deep.
cheer from the crowd. Not to limit it, but the fan didn't catch that ball. I feel like you should only cheer if the fan catches it. The fan just gets it on a bounce, like he dropped it and then picked it up.
Tough critic.
I don't know. I mean, if you want to cheer for him, there's nothing wrong with cheering for a fan. I mean, go for it if you want. But here's another 3-2 pitch. Dinner swings and fouls it back. Are we cheering that he got the ball? I mean, somebody's going to get it.
Does it matter the age?
Yes, it does factor in that he is elderly, which is nicer, I guess. You know, got a souvenir. That's good for him. I appreciate that. And the 3-2 pitch. Yeah, swing and a miss. Acker blows a fastball by him and sits Dinner down. He struck him out twice today. And Dane Acker now up to 5 strikeouts on the evening. Dane Acker now to face Pedro Castellanos for a second time. This is the part of the order. He struck out Dinner, Castellanos, and Siegel. Each of their first times up across the first and second innings. Now he's facing them in a row in the same inning. Castellanos swings the first pitch. Ground ball the right side. Fielded by Biggers on the run. He tosses to second. Tosses the short way to first and gets the out of Castellanos on the first pitch. And Castellanos is down. And now just 3-for-57 against Frisco this season. Broken record every time I talk about Castellanos' tough line against Frisco, but it just gets more and more tough to look away from what he has done. He'll turn it around. He's a good hitter. Chandler Siegel, the batter, but 2 outs, nobody on. First pitch is swung on and fouled back. Frisco leads it 7-3 in the fourth inning. Only one walk today for Dane Acker. He's stranded just one and given up 3 hits. The 0-1 pitch to Siegel is high and away. 1-1 to the Appalachian State products out of New Bern, North Carolina, and played in Boone, North Carolina, where App State is located. Chandler Siegel, the catcher today for San Antonio. A 1-1 sling from Acker is fouled right back to the netting once again. The shadow is starting to creep into the outfield here, halfway through the 7 o'clock hour in San Antonio. Usually we play a day game on getaway day. Well, each team does it different. Some still play evening games on Sundays, which is almost always the last day of the series. Some teams will play day games, some at night. But we're playing at 6:05 here on getaway day. The 1-2 pitch, it is high, ball two. But this one, a late game. And that's good for San Antonio. They're just 3-8 this year on day games this season. But they are 11 games over 500. Night games, 37-26. 2 outs, 2 strikes, the base is empty. Here's the pitch. It is high for ball three. And a full count now from Dane Acker. He's trying to go 1-2-3. Acker striking out Dinner, gets a ground out of Castellanos. And has a full count to Chandler Siegel. He winds and delivers. A high fly to right field, shallow. Kellen Strom running in. Jax Biggers running over. It's the second baseman who reaches out and makes a nice catch. Then he chucks it out of the premises afterwards. A foul out to the second baseman. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 for Dane Acker. We are through 4 innings of play from San Antonio. You'll hear Zach Bigley on the call on the other side of this break. Frisco 7 and San Antonio 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders lead the San Antonio Mission 7-3 alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along on this series finale in San Antonio. Aaron Zaval leads it off against Jose Quezada. And the right-hander kicks home the first pitch. High off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes. Zavala, a double in the second, a sac fly in the third. He's poured in another good offensive day as he's finishing this series strong here in San Antonio. 1-0 Tigers. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Now over his last three games combined, he is 4-for-7 with three walks. And add an RBI to that. The 1-1 is sizzles off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike on Zavala. He'll be followed by Nick Tanelew and Josh Hatcher in this inning. It's 5-6-7 in the Rough Riders' order. Quezada deals away, and it's three balls and one strike. Seven runs, eight hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. Missions with three runs on three hits and one error. Quezada looks over for the sign. Chandler Siegel gives it to him, and he kicks home the 3-1. Breaking ball, top of the zone for a called strike. It's 3-2. The Rough Riders got a run in the first inning with an Evan Carter solo homer, and then Michael De La Cruz tied it with an RBI triple in the bottom half of the first inning to make it 1-1. Frisco then put up a pair more runs with a Josh Hatcher RBI single and a sac fly from Scott Capers in the second to take a 3-1 lead. Quezada the payoff. Down low and inside for ball four, and Zavala walks for the fourth time in the last three games. He's a leadoff walk here in the fifth inning. Riders lead 7-3. Nick Tanelew is 2-for-2, makes his way to the plate. A single and an RBI triple, and his two times up. The Rough Riders led 3-1 after two innings and then put up four more runs in the third, in part thanks to Nick Tanelew. Sacrifice fly from Aaron Zavala, RBI triple by Nick Tanelew, and a Josh Hatcher RBI single, the pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. A run also scored on an error. A drop catch by third baseman Juan Fernandez on a play at third. Quezada ready from the stretch. He kicks home. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by Tanelew, and it's 0-2. Missions countered with two in the bottom of the third on an inside-the-park homer by Juan Fernandez. It's really a shame that that one came across because Dane Acker had really put the clamps down. Outside of that, really hard-hit ball by Fernandez in the third. Here's the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Tanelew. Here's a pop-up. Shallow right field. Ripken Reyes going back. The second baseman called off by the right fielder, Jake Perez, who makes the catch. One out for Josh Hatcher. There's a very excited group right below us. And I'm not really sure what they're so excited for, but it's a very large group. Well, they're trying to start the wave. That's what they're doing. Of course. Runner at first, one out here in the fifth inning. It's 7-3 Rough Riders, and Josh Hatcher takes his turn. He's 2-for-2 with a couple RBI singles to the opposite field today. First pitch, he watches a fastball on the outer edge for a strike. It's 0-1, and that's the first time he's taken the first pitch. Hatcher now hitting 409 with the Rough Riders. 9-for-22, the pitch. Strike on the inside corner, and Quezada is ahead 0-2. Quezada, the second pitcher used by San Antonio today. Efrain Contreras got the start, and he allowed 7 runs, 6 earned on 7 hits over his 2 1/3 innings. Quezada brings in the 0-2. Down low and inside. Ball and 2 strikes. Quezada has really come in and slammed the door on the Rough Riders offensively. He allowed the base hit to Hatcher. In fact, Hatcher was the first man he faced in the third. Outside of that, not a whole lot. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the shortstop Ditter. He's got it. Throws onto second for one. Reyes to first. Not in time. Hatcher beats it out. A fielder's choice for the second out of the fifth inning. Hatcher aboard at first base. Fielder's choice 6-4. And Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. Capers has yet to record an official at-bat this evening. A sacrifice fly to center and a walk. He's seen a collective 18 pitches between his 2 trips to the plate. An 11-pitch and a 7-pitch plate appearance. Quezada works from the stretch with Hatcher leading off from first. 7-3 Riders. The pitch is on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Playing the top of the fifth inning with 2 down. Full side shift on the infield for the right-handed batting Capers. Quezada stretches and fires in the 0-1 pitch. It's low and away in the dirt. Siegel able to get a glove on it. It's 1-1. Theo McDowell is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen down the right field line, meaning that Dane Acker is probably done for the day, and we'll see McDowell come out as the first man from the pen. Quezada whips in the 1-1. High and inside, and it hits Capers in the upper back on a breaking ball that slipped out of his hand. And so Capers heads down to first base. It's the second hit batter today by Quezada. He plunked Sajacy on the back as well. That was back in the fourth. So a walk and a hit batter in this fifth inning puts 2 aboard and now 2 out for Jax Biggers in the 9-hole. Biggers has struck out and grounded into a double play today. 7-3 Rough Riders, top half of the fifth inning. Quezada ready from the stretch. He brings it. High and outside, it's 1-0. Quezada working on 44 pitches out of the bullpen himself in long relief. Pitching in his third inning, his second full. 1-0 Tops. If it's a breaking ball on the outside corner at the knees, a strike to Biggers, and it's 1-1. They put Biggers to pull on the infield. Straight away in the outfield. Quezada, short in stature right-hander, the 1-1. Swinging a fly ball deep down the right field line. Perez looking up, and that ball is gone! Put this baby to bed. Jax Biggers, a 3-run homer, and it's 10-3 Rough Riders. Biggers' 4th home run of the season, and the Riders open up a 7-run advantage on San Antonio on July 3rd. He belted it down the right field line, and it just got out of here. It was a question of fair or foul, and it was just fair over the foul pole, and a 3-run bomb for Jax Biggers. Well, Biggers has made his home runs count this season. That's his first homer in 136 at-bats. He does not have a solo home run this year. The 1-1. Or I should say the first pitch to Acuna is low, and it's 1-0. He now has a 2-run home run, 2 3-run home runs, and a grand slam. The 1-0. A little roller up along third, and no chance for Fernandez. Acuna's got himself an infield single. That one died about 45 feet down the line, and Fernandez was playing back. Acuna with his first hit today on an infield base hit down the third base side. continues for the Rough Riders. It's Evan Carter, who's 2-for-3 today with a homer and a single, two-run score. 10-3 Riders, the pitch. It's down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. And now more action in the bullpen for San Antonio as well. It's Blake Cederlund who's warming up. 1-0 offering outside. It's two balls and no strikes. And normally you would be able to say, well, it's the series finale. Everyone will get an extra day of rest tomorrow. But that's not the case with the July 4th schedule. Everyone is going to play tomorrow. So you do have to be aware of that when you're managing your bullpen. And that's why it's huge for San Antonio that Quezada is eating up some innings here. Throw goes over to first base and Acuna is back in on his feet. Still leads the league with 33 stolen bases. How about his brother Ronald? He's the first player in Major League history to accomplish a feat. The pitch. Carter watches low and it's three balls and no strikes. Ronald became the first player in Major League history with 20-plus home runs, 40-plus steals, and 50-plus RBIs before the All-Star break. His 40th steal this afternoon. Really impressive stuff. Acuna trying to match his brother. He takes his lead. The 3-0. Inside for ball four. A four-pitch free pass to Carter. The eighth man up in the inning. It's Thomas Sejesi. And Jeff Andrews exits the dugout for San Antonio. And he'll go have a chat. The pitching coach for the Missions. Well, Rough Riders with one run in the first, two in the second, four in the third, now three in the fifth. And they were due for one of these big offensive explosions, and they have delivered. It's Frisco's first 10-run outing in the second half, and their first since last week against Springfield on Saturday, 11-7 win. Quezada takes a walk around the hill with Andrews still talking to him. Don't see that very often. And Andrews exits the mound. 10-3 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. So JC at the plate. Runners at first and second, and two outs. So JC, a single in the third. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Swings at the first pitch a lot and is the second best in the league when he puts the first pitch in play. The offering. High and inside. Didn't swing it at that time, and it's 1-0. So JC with that base hit on the first pitch in the third is now 15-for-25, a .600 batting average when he puts the first pitch in play. The 1-0 sits outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. He has been so good in those kind of situations. He's been good in almost every situation. He's been really good this season on the offensive side in general, hitting .307 coming into the game. The pitch is sent in the air out to right center field with some carry. Perez to the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. So Sejesi just missed it on a fly ball to the warning track in right center field. And the side comes to a close. But Jax Biggers tattoos a three-run home run. And the Rough Riders get three runs on two hits, no errors, and leave a pair. Bottom five coming up. It's the Rough Riders 10 and the Missions 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Theo McDowell takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Bottom half of the fifth inning, it's the Riders 10 and the Missions 3 in this series finale. Gervin Pichardo is the batter. Dane Acker is done in his Double-A debut. The first pitch rides to the top of the zone, a called strike to Pichardo, and it's 0-1. In that Double-A debut, Dane Acker goes four innings. McDowell winds back and delivers. Top of the zone, outside corner, and it's 0-2. Four innings, allowing three runs, all earned on three hits. He struck out five and walked one, and pitched a lot better than that final line. McDowell looks in for his sign. He winds in the 0-2. Foul back off to our right side. Still 0-2. Acker allowed an inside the park home run back in the third inning on a ball that hit the warning track and bounced up over the fence. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball off the outside corner. And Theo McDowell picks up the strikeout. One away in the fifth inning for Jake Moretz. 10-3, Rough Riders out in front. Bottom half of the fifth. McDowell winds back and offers. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Fastball by him. Well, that ball bounced to the warning track and bounced up over the fence, so there's an extra wall back behind that fence that is actually the LED board in left center field. The pitch, swing and a miss off the outside corner. And it's 0-2. Hit that LED board and bounced back into the field of play. It was over the yellow line. And so Aaron Zavala put his hands up in the air and said, hey, that should be a ground rule double. But the umpire missed it. The 0-2. Up the outside corner in the dirt, back to the backstop. And it's one ball and two strikes. And because of that, he didn't throw the ball in. And then it ended up being an inside the park home run for Juan Fernandez. McDowell has his sign. He winds back in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Another curveball for McDowell. Back-to-back strikeouts for Theo McDowell. Ripken Reyes stands in. 10-3 Rough Riders back up at the top of the order for the mission. Reyes, left-handed batter, as a switch hitter against the right-handed throwing McDowell, who peels and fires. Slapped in the air down the left field line and foul. One hop up into the seats. 0-1. Really got to commend the San Antonio fans. They are late arriving, but they did arrive.
I was going to say the same thing and filled out to be a really nice crowd. Tomorrow will be bigger, don't get me wrong, back in Frisco, but this is a good crowd.
The 0-1, down low and inside to Reyes, and it's one ball and one strike. Tomorrow will definitely be bigger. More people can fit in the seating bowl at Riders Field than can fit in this entire ballpark. The 1-1, high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. That's not a shot at this park by any means. It's just Riders Field's a bigger park. And we expect to have it be very, very full. Every single seat in the entire seating bowl has been sold. 2-1 pitch. Outside corner for strike two.
Everyone.
Every single one?
Section 4, row 9, seat 11?
Yeah, Julie bought that seat.
Julie? good for you, Julie.
I don't know if it was Julie, okay. But somebody did buy it.
It's a good seat.
Well, you can have it. 2-2. Fouled away left side. It's the overhang and rockets down into the seats. Van Conner on a carom. It doesn't get a round of applause to Josh's liking.
Yeah, what? Why not that one? Somebody grabbed it. Everybody clapped for the guy who just picked it up off the ground, and everyone went crazy.
When they hold it up in the air, people clap.
Yeah.
2-2. Swing, and a miss. He struck it out on a breaking ball. Down low and inside, and Theo McDowell strikes out the side in order in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top six coming up. It's 10-3 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders with a 10-3 advantage over San Antonio. Kellen Strom leads it off for Frisco, to be followed by Aaron Zavala and Nick Tanelu. Middle third of the order for the Rough Riders against a new man on the hill. It's Blake Cedarling who takes over for Jose Quezada. Cedarling, the tall right-hander, he fires. It's a fastball at the knees on the inside corner to Strom, and it's 0-1. Jose Quezada, valuable innings in relief. 2 2/3, allowing 3 runs all earned on 3 hits. The 0-1. Breaking ball ripped into right center field. Perez racing after it, can't get it, it's down. 2 hops the wall. Strom up to second, and he pulls in right there, content with a leadoff double. Kellen Strom has his first hit today. It's his 9th double, his 2nd double of the series. Aaron Zavala takes his turn. Riders lead at 10-3, and it's their 11th hit of the day, matching their series high with yesterday, as well as game 2, or game 1 of the series, I should say. Everyone except for Scott Capers has a hit in the Riders' order today. Capers has reached twice, though, and has a sack fly. First pitch fouled straight back, and it's 0-1 on Zavala. So everyone has a hit. Capers has a sack fly, a walk, and a hit by pitch today, so it's not like he hasn't been productive. He has a ribby and a run scored. Strom leads from second. Cedarling offers home. Fastball on the inside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. Cedarling made an appearance earlier in this series. The 27-year-old former big leaguer who made his debut in 2020 on September 15th with the Pirates, pitching in 5 games. Just joined the San Antonio team, making his San Antonio debut earlier in the set and picking up the victory. He's ready from the stretch, looks back towards second. The 0-2. Breaking ball fouled back. Still 0-2. earlier this season in Bradenton. The Pirates organization was released and signed by the Padres org. Now with the San Antonio Missions. 0-2 on Zavala, who's doubled, hit a sac fly, and walked. The pitch inside nearly hit him. A ball and two strikes. Time call. Zavala stands back in from the left side. Strom leads from second in the 1-2 pitch. Cedarlin kicks it home. Outside. Count horizons at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll have a post-game concert here after today's ball game out in left field. You can see the stage set up out there. 2-2 pitch home. Swing and a miss. Zavala strikes out on an elevated fastball off the outside corner. First strikeout from Cedarlin, and there's one away with a runner at second for Nick Tanelu. Riders a 10-3 advantage in this inning. Rough Riders will have a pregame concert tomorrow. Looking forward to what should be an awesome night for baseball tomorrow. Not only for baseball, but for everything. Pitches inside, and did it hit Tanelu? Yes, it did. No, it didn't. It's a balk. That's why time was called. A balk on Cedarlin. And Strom goes down to third. 10-3. Rough Riders lead it. Runner at third and one out. Deep breath. Cedarlin delivers home. Fouled straight back. 0-1 on Tanelu. If you are still looking to come out to the game tomorrow, the only available seating is standing room only seating. You can get a ticket on the InTouch Home Run Terrace beyond left field. It's $30 for standing room only. And speaking personally, that is my favorite view in the entire park. The pitch just sizzles high. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. It's a great place to catch a game. Just $30, and you can head out there and also, you can stay right there for fireworks. You'll be able to see them perfectly. The 1-1 is fouled away to the right side. It's 1-2 on Tanelu. Get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com. Tanelu back in from the right side with Cedarlin. Shoulders square to the plate from the windup, the 1-2. Down low on the dirt. Siegel blocks, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strom remains at third. We always like to delve into this day in baseball history here on the broadcast, and a pretty good one for you today. And this day in 1932, Josh remembers it well.
I think I was there. No, not 32.
Not 32.
Not 1932.
Yeah.
No, just barely. By 60 years or so.
Ball got loose in the Rough Riders bullpen, and Michael Brewer had to run down and grab it, toss it into the seats. Tanelu back in from the right side. We're looking at 1932 in Boston. The 2-2. This is down to the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes. I don't know if you knew this, but there was a law in Boston that you weren't allowed to have a baseball game within 1,000 feet of a church.
Not smoking a cigarette, but baseball.
No baseball games on Sundays within 1,000 feet of a church. The 3-2. Outside for ball four, and Tanelu draws a walk to put runners at the corners for the Rough Riders, and Josh Hatcher makes his way in. 10-3 Rough Riders. Hatcher is 2-for-3 today with 2 RBI singles and a run scored. So on this date in 1932, the Boston Red Sox hosted their first home Sunday game in their franchise's history after that law was taken out.
What I wonder was what made the difference. Why finally let it go? Why? What? Who fought for it? That's what I want to know.
Stretch in the throw over to first, and Tanelu's back in easily. That's a good question.
eventually someone had to be like, all right, it's fine. There's nothing in the Bible about not playing baseball on a Sunday. There's no verse in there.
Stretch of the pitch. A line shot to left center field, tailing away from Johnson. He tracks it down, makes the catch in the alley. Strom tags from third. He comes in to score. It's the third RBI of the night for Josh Hatcher. And it's now 11-3 Rough Riders. Now Hatcher continues his productive day. Rough Riders have an 11 spot up on the board. Two outs for Scott Capers, looking to become the last Rough Rider with a hit today. Stretch in the pit. High and inside, and it hit him again. Oh, man. Second time he's been hit today. Tanelu down to second. Runners at first and second. And two outs here in the sixth inning for Jax Biggers. So in four trips to the plate, Capers has a sack fly, a walk, and two hit by pitches. Jax Biggers takes his turn. The pitch. He swings and belts it down the right field line and foul. He had a three-run home run similar to that one, but kept it fair in his last at-bat. It's 0-1. To quote the movie 42, do you think God loves baseball? That's probably what they were asking in Boston in 1932.
That's a good question. We'll have to ask him at some point.
The 0-1. Line shot foul right side. Hey, Michael Brewer. He's on it. The protector down the right side. He makes the backhanded stop from the Rough Riders bullpen. It's 0-2. On Jax Bigger. 11-3 Frisco in this top of the sixth inning in a game that has not lacked Rough Riders offense but has certainly lacked some pace. Cedarland ready from the stretch. He fired. Swinging a soft roller up the first baseline. Foul again. This time it's Tristan Pauly's turn to play protector. He makes the play in the Rough Riders bullpen. Tosses it to a fan in the stands and it's still 0-2. Now more action in the bullpen for San Antonio as Jason Blanchard gets loose. A left-hander. Tanelu leads from second. Capers from first. The 0-2. High off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Cedarland looks back towards second. He has his sign. He's ready. The 1-2. Way outside. Siegel makes a nice four-handed stop to keep it from going to the backstop. It's two balls, two strikes. Riders have a 5.5-hour bus ride back home after this. Take on Midland tomorrow at 7:05. 2-2. Down low for ball three, and it's three balls, two strikes. Cedarland getting ready to throw his 23rd pitch of the inning. One run in already for the Rough Riders. Payoff pitch, runners go. There's a fly ball to left field. This one pushing Castellanos back a couple steps. He's got it measured, and he makes the catch shy of the warning track. The side comes to a close in the sixth inning. One run across for the Rough Riders on one hit, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 11, the Missions 3 on Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitcher for the Rough Riders as we mosey our way to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Frisco 11 and San Antonio 3. Our score, it's Aiden Anderson who takes over for Frisco, and Michael De La Cruz in from the left side. First pitch from the righty just tips below the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's 2-3 and 4 due up against Aiden Anderson, the third pitcher used by Frisco today. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-0. Swing and a miss, blew a fastball by him. It's one ball and one strike. Theo McDowell was brilliant in his one outing. He faced three batters. He struck out three batters. And now Anderson, the 1-1. There's a drive to right field right at Kellen Strom. He hardly has to move, and he makes the catch. He went back and in with his weight shifting between his right foot and his left foot, and then he made the catch, and then he looked over at Evan Carter at center and did that same motion, mocking himself, and then threw it back in. One away for Juan Fernandez. 11-3 Rough Riders. Frisco has scored in all but one half inning today. The first pitch to Fernandez clips the outer edge of strike. It's 0-1. Fernandez, a two-run inside the park. Home run in the third. The 0-1 pitch. Slider away. One ball and one strike. It was a ball that looked like it went over the fence and hit the outer portion of the fence over the wall. The 1-1. It foul off the end of the bat over into the Rough Riders dugout on the right side, and Kavika Emsley-Pine nearly made a catch off the carom of the netting. Frustrated at himself that he didn't. And he asked for the ball, and he held it up in the air.
And nobody cheered for him. Come on, now.
The 1-2 just off the outside corner, and it's two balls, two strikes. Would you have cheered for Kavika there?
No, but if you do it for one guy, you got to do it for everybody.
All he's asking for is consistency.
Is that too much to ask?
Yes.
Why? What? For what reason?
Kavika did not deserve applause there, no matter how happy he looked with the founder baseball.
I think just for the smile, he actually did deserve some.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Slider away for strike three. Aiden Anderson with a strikeout. His first, and they're two away in the sixth inning. 11-3 Rough Riders.
All the other guy did was just pick up a ball at his feet and held it up. He got the cheer. At least Kavika Emsley-Pye was funny. Like, he missed it. 5 seconds later, holds it up with a goofy smile like, ha-ha, isn't this funny? And it was. That's more entertainment than just a guy picking it up.
First pitch, Johnson bounces it off the plate, foul right side. 0-1, and nobody cared.
Nobody cared. People don't appreciate stage presence. That's charisma. Just a little, I don't know, man. It's just appreciate good theater. Kavika Emsley-Pye at least gave you something to laugh about. I think that deserved a cheer. All right, I'll stop talking about it.
Soapbox removed. 0-1 pitch. Creases the outside corner of strike. It's 0-2. Do we need to do like a pregame PA? If you do not catch the ball on the fly, you do not get applause. Please do not cheer. Anderson's 0-2. There's a fly ball into shallow right field. Kellen Strom coming in. He's got it measured, angling towards the line. He puts one paw skyward and makes the catch for the final out of the sixth inning. 1-2-3 inning for Aiden Anderson. Nice work out of the Riders' bullpen. And Frisco pitching has retired 10 in a row. The runs hit airs. Nobody left on base. Top seven next. Josh Wharton on the play-by-play when we come back. It's 11-3 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Through six innings from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas, the visiting Frisco Rough Riders with 11 runs on 11 hits, no errors, and the San Antonio Missions with 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. Luis Angel Acuna, the first pitch to him, is a strike from Jason Blanchard. Left-hander has come into this ballgame for his first inning of relief work and his second appearance of the series. His 0-1 offering to the leadoff man Acuna is a foul tip, swung on and the fastball and missed. And it's 0-2 from Jason Blanchard, southpaw out of Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas. Aiden Anderson, who just pitched for Frisco from Beaumont. Here's the 0-2 way outside. 1-2 the count for Blanchard. Also pitched for the University of Rhode Island in Kingston and then to Lamar. That's a 6.08 earned run average this season and 13 innings, 12 appearances. 1-2 the count to Acuna. He deals in and a bit above the belt. Ball 2 to Luis Angel. Is the designated hitter today. He hits .344 when he's DHing. Even better than a season average of .302. The 2-2, Acuna swings, bounces it, looked like it was off his foot or nearby it. A fair ball goes back to the mound, and Blanchard throws him out. Kind of took a weird hop in front of the plate and thought it may have clipped off his foot, but looks like it just hit the lip of the grass, perhaps. And a ground out for Acuna, 1-3. Evan Carter, the batter, with the bases empty, one out in the seventh. Frisco leading early and often today. Took an early lead, gave it up, took it right back, and have held on to that one ever since the second inning. 11-3 is the advantage for Frisco today. First pitch, Carter swings, a ground ball right side, backhanded by De La Cruz, the first baseman up, throws back to the pitcher, not in time. Evan Carter speeds through the bag and beats out the play on a ground ball to the first baseman, and Carter still beats it. Heck of a play by Evan Carter to speed through. It also wasn't the greatest throw by De La Cruz. That should be ruled a single for Evan Carter. Beats the wrap. And Thomas Sijacy is next. 11-3 Rough Riders. Evan Carter picking up his third hit of the day. He has reached base 4 out of 5 times. A walk, 2 singles, a home run, and a fly out to left on the day. Sijacy watches the first pitch, strike one. Thomas has also had a decent day, a single and a hit by pitch. A couple fly outs as well. After his 2-run game-tying home run yesterday. A One strike pitch to Sajacy. Swings and fouls it through the wickets of Siegel, the catcher. He actually had the go-ahead RBI yesterday. The Rough Riders blew that lead, and then he bailed out his team with a tying home run later in the game. And then the Rough Riders never did trail again after his bomb to left field, 107 miles an hour off the bat. 0-2 pitch. It is a bit low from Blanchard, and ball one. It's too bad Jax Biggers was the last out last inning. Probably will not see Jason Blanchard, at least not this inning, unless Blanchard goes a couple innings. They're friends, actually played together overseas. A throwback to Evan Carter. They did face each other earlier this series. Biggers has two friends on the San Antonio team. He grew up near Kevin Copps. They both played at Arkansas. And then he played in New Zealand this offseason with Jason Blanchard. Both of those pitchers with the missions. 1-2, the count to Thomas Sajacy. He swings at a pitch inside and punches out. Strike three, two down. Kellen Strom is the next batter for the Rough Riders. 11-3 Rough Riders in the top of the seventh. Jax Biggers has gotten an at-bat against both of those friends with the missions. And was talking to him earlier. He said, yeah, same result I had against both of them. And he's right, grounded out against both of his buddies. Maybe he'll get a chance again against Blanchard today. Biggers does have a three-run home run, but not against Blanchard. The pitch, a strike to Kellen Strom, bottom of the zone. And it's 0-1. Biggers' three-run home run, adding some insurance back in the fifth inning. The Rough Riders now up by eight. 0-1 to Kellen Strom. Here's the pitch. It is low. And 1-1 to count. He scored last inning, did Kellen Strom. Doubled, then was balked to third and scored on a sacrifice fly. Scott Capers batting him home. One ball, one strike to Kellen Strom. Blanchard deals a slider inside for a ball, but Strom started to go around. They appeal and say he did swing. Strike two. Evan Carter, the runner at first, two down. The Rough Riders having scored in all but one inning today, but they have not yet scored in this frame. And we'll need a little two-out rally to do so with just one runner at first. The wind pretty still right now with the flags out in right center field dormant. The two-strike pitch. It is on the inside corner taken. Strike three. And Jason Blanchard punches out a pair to close the inning. Strands a runner at first base. One hit. No runs. No errors. And one left on for the Rough Riders in the top of the seventh inning. It is time to stretch from San Antonio, and it is also time for God Bless America. We will carry it live right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas.
Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aiden Anderson back to work, bottom of the seventh inning. The relief pitcher in for a second frame of operation here at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas. The Rough Riders lead it on the road, 11-3. Ray Patrick Ditter, the batter, the first one to face Aiden Anderson this inning, who went 1-2-3 last frame on the mound. He's working out of the stretch. His first pitch is on the outside edge, strike one to begin in the bottom of the seventh. Great day for baseball, and great way to close out the series. The Rough Riders in position to win the finale. The slider just outside, and it's 1-1. Frisco losing three games in a row this week, but winning yesterday to snap that streak, and now putting together a little two-game win streak if they can hold on to this 11-3 lead. Another slider. This one catches the outer edge and strike two. One ball and two strikes to Ray Patrick Ditter. This Frisco team is been exciting. This has been a good show of what the Rough Riders have been able to do. Good pitching and then a lot of hits, 11 of them. 11 runs, 12 hits. A couple home runs, even as it is a pitcher-friendly ballpark. And some of the star power is showing up with the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, Evan Carter, homering, plus two singles. And 1-2 to Ditter is outside, ball two. Luis Angel Acuna, also top three prospect in the organization, with an infield base in and a great catch yesterday in center field, a home run earlier this series. 2-2 the count to Ditter. Here's the pitch. A slider popped up into shallow left. In fact, will stay on the infield. Foul ground. Nick Tanelu into the grass, and he puts it away. The third baseman snags it. And one out in the inning. Ditter retired, and Castellanos is next. Pedro strides to the plate with nobody on and one out. 11-3 Rough Riders. Speaking of Luis Angel Acuna, saw a fan down in the stands moments ago who was holding up a big white sign that said, drove 300 miles to see Luis Angel Acuna. How about that? First pitch, Castellanos swings and misses. This shows you the draw that Acuna has and so many of his peers here with the Rough Riders. A lot of the top prospects. The Rough Riders have had the top four prospects in the organization, all on the same team. The 0-1 slider ripped down the third baseline. Foul. Tough luck for Pedro Castellanos, still looking for his first hit of the series in his 19th at-bat. And he hits one hard over Nick Tanelu at third, and it lands about 2 feet wide of the left field line for what would have been at least his first hit, if not a double. And just a foul ball, and he's down 0-2. Aiden Anderson tries to put him away. The pitch is low and away. 1-2 the count to Castellanos. At least one fan drove 300 miles to see Acuna, and there are autograph seekers after each of these games here on the road who have always been waiting outside the gates. And players are good and stop and sign autographs and help out. Here's the 1-2. A slider poked up the middle. It lands in the back of the infield. Castellanos raises his arms as he trots to first, steps on the bag, and now pumps up his fist once again. He is now 1-for-19 on the series. And at home against Frisco in this ballpark, he is 1-for-37 this year. A single up the middle for Castellanos. And he's aboard with one out. Chandler Siegel is next, 0-for-2 on the evening. 11-3 Rough Riders in the home half of the seventh inning here on the series finale and getaway day. Aiden Anderson cements the first pitch, a slider, big swing and a miss. Siegel completely fooled. And it's strike one. really good pitching by Frisco today in this whole series. Only three runs allowed. And only one game where San Antonio got to the Rough Riders pitchers. 0-1 fastball grounded through the right side. Base hit into right field. Castellanos up 90 feet. He stops at second. A base hit for Chandler Siegel with one away. So two on for the Missions, trying to put a little rally here together in the seventh inning. Down 11-3 to Frisco. But those two hits notwithstanding, the Rough Riders pitching really solid this series. Now, yeah, Friday got away, the Rough Riders losing 10-3. But the other games allowing just two runs, three runs, two runs, four runs to the Missions, respectively. First pitch to Kervin Pichardo, breaking ball down the gut, and strike one to the designated hitter. There is no Missions player entering this ballgame on a two-game hit streak. Nobody has had that level yet. The 0-1 is down and away. One ball, one strike. But the Rough Riders really not allowing any player to hurt them very much. Pichardo has had the one really breakout game. That was in the 10-run game when he had six RBIs. 1-1 the count from Aiden Anderson. His toss, off speed, fouled right back. 1-2. But no Missions player has had hits in back-to-back games. Usually you'll have at least one guy who's on a four-game hitting streak or a six-game hitting streak. I mean, heck, Thomas at JC had a 15-game hitting streak. That was ended earlier this week. 1-2 the count. Pichardo swings at a slider way outside. Aiden Anderson puts him away on a breaking ball. There's two outs. 10th strikeout of the day for Frisco pitchers. Two down, two on for the Missions. Frisco ahead by a score of 11-3. Final game in San Antonio this week, and of the month and of the year, barring a postseason meeting. First pitch from Aiden Anderson to Jake Perez. And swung on and missed. Perez again chasing a pitch towards the outside corner, just like Pichardo did. Now, Pichardo had those six RBIs in one game. No other teammate has more than four RBIs on the series in total. The 0-1 swung on and missed again. That slider has been deceptive off the right hand of Aiden Anderson. Five games in, no player had more than four RBIs. Pichardo had six all in one contest. They've been quiet otherwise this week. The 0-2 offering. Another slider, this time does not get Perez to chase. It was pretty far outside. Fernandez has two RBIs today on an inside-the-park home run. And Michael De La Cruz has the other ribby tonight for San Antonio. But they trail 11-3. Two strikes, two outs. The pitch, a check swing. He did hold back. They will appeal, but no swings. His first base umpire, Ray Patchell. Aiden Anderson looking to post two straight innings out of the pen without a run. Frisco's not allowed to run the last three innings. He fires in the 2-2. Swung on, a ground ball foul, third base side. And remains a 2-2 count. Jake Perez at the plate. He'll celebrate a birthday on Wednesday. Turns 23 in a couple days for the Costa Rica native. A walk and a strikeout today for Jake Perez. Infield playing up the middle for Biggers and Sajacy. A 2-2, a slider swung on and whiffed. Aiden Anderson back-to-back K's to end the inning. And that's the frame. No runs off of Aiden Anderson in two innings. And we are done with seven frames in San Antonio. Stay with us for the eighth. Frisco leading 11-3 over the Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888 some rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seven innings in the books in San Antonio. The Frisco Rough Riders ahead 11-3, closing out the series at the Wolf. Good pitching for the Rough Riders today. Good bullpen experience. Udris Mannion is out of the pen warming up for the next inning, but the Rough Riders' bats coming to the plate in the top half of the eighth. Aaron Zavala to lead off, followed by Nick Tanelu and Josh Hatcher in the eighth inning. Josh Wharton alongside Zach Bigley on the call this evening. And tomorrow, 6:50 pregame, 7:05 the first pitch. Back in Frisco, we'll take a red-eye flight. No, just kidding. A bus ride back to Collin County this evening and play again tomorrow at 7:05. First pitch to Zavala, swung on and missed. A fastball down and in from Jason Blanchard. The left-hander out of Austin, Texas in a ninth-round pick back in 2019. Works the second-round pick in Aaron Zavala. His pitch is on the outside corner on a slider, and it's nothing and two to Zavala, product of the University of Oregon in Eugene, the Willamette Valley. Zavala now in the Texas League at the AA level. The 0-2, he takes a big hack at a fastball top shelf, doesn't catch up, strike three. One out here in the eighth inning for Blanchard, brings up Nick Tanelu. What a day for Tanelu, second triple of the year, that was for an RBI. Back in the third inning to the left center wall. He's added a single and a walk today. Had been a bit of a rough series, 1-for-18, but he has now got a single and a triple, had a double, so he's a home run shy of having each type of base hit in this series. First pitch to Tanelu is on the outer half for a strike. 252 average for Nick Tanelu this year, and upped it to 260 with his work so far this evening here on the 3rd of July. The 0-1 to Tanelu is a bit low, 1-1. 4th of July tomorrow. Such a good time of the year for baseball. I was talking with John Goba, the pitching coach, earlier about 4th of July memories, and naturally they're all tied to baseball. A 1-1 offering, swing and a miss. Tanelu whiffs at it, it's 1-2. So you hear that conversation tomorrow on the pregame show about 4th of July memories and playing Legion ball growing up or coaching. Now at the Frisco Rough Riders, John Goebel, who's seen his pitchers do really well this series. The bullpen has held up its end of the bargain. And 1-2, Tanelu takes low and ball two. They kept Frisco in the ballgame yesterday. The bats weren't on fire, but had six runs in the end yesterday. But the bullpen, after the three-run home run in the third inning, no more runs were allowed by the relievers in 6 2/3 innings. 2-2 pitch fouled at the plate by Tanelu. He stays alive. One out here in the eighth inning. The Rough Riders do not have any base runners yet this frame. Nick Tanelu at the plate with the Rough Riders ahead by 8. Blanchard comes set. A lefty working the right-hand batter, Nick Tanelu, the third baseman this evening. Here's the offering. He starts to swing. He probably should have. It was on the outer half, strike three looking. And Jason Blanchard has struck out 4 in a row. Back-to-back strikeouts to end last inning, and then the same thing to start this frame. And he has alternated strikeouts, swinging and looking. Now Josh Hatcher will try to snap that streak. He has not struck out today. A sacrifice fly, two singles, a fielder's choice. Good day for the left-hand hitter, Josh Hatcher. The pitch, a wave. He went most of the way around, and strike one on Josh. Just a seventh game played after getting called up from Hickory, the high A affiliate of the Rangers, and has collected 9 hits so far this season. The 0-1 takes a swing and a miss. It's 0-2 to Hatcher. With those 9 hits, batting just under 400 on the season, including his two singles today. playing first base as well for the Rough Riders. 0-2 the count to Josh Hatcher. He takes a late hack and strikes out. Five straight strikeouts for Jason Blanchard. And he works efficiently through the Rough Riders' order in the eighth inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Rough Riders 11 and the San Antonio Missions 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Udris Mannion comes into the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders, bottom of the eighth. And protecting a sizable lead, 11-3 is the margin the Rough Riders are working with in the series finale. Top of the order for the Missions, Ripken Reyes to lead off, followed by Michael De La Cruz and Juan Fernandez. Mannion's ninth inning of work for the Rough Riders. Or pardon me, he had eight innings with Hickory, 16 innings with the Rough Riders this year, a 3.31 earned run average. The right-hander deals, and his first pitch is taken for a strike on the inside half to Ripken Reyes. He's got a triple and is 1-for-3 today, scoring the tying run back in the first inning, but the Rough Riders retook the lead and have not given it up. The 0-1 pitch is inside, 1-1 from Mannion. Rough Riders scoring 2 in the second, 4 in the third, 3 in the fifth, 1 more in the sixth, and have calmed down since then with a whopping back-to-back scoreless innings, but that's okay, leading by 8. 1-1 pitch, high and in. The batting helmet flies off of Ripken Reyes' head as he ducked away from it. And ball two. He leads the league in hit by pitches, and he tends to stand in there and not turn away. The previous pitch was near his legs, and he didn't move at all. And almost got hit. That time near his face, he jumps away. The 2-1 is just off the outside. Three balls and a strike to Ripken Reyes. Well, this day before Independence Day, but a fun day in baseball history, including 1960, a little fun note from 63 years ago in baseball history. Here's the 3-1. It is inside, a five-pitch walk to Ripken Reyes. And he's aboard to lead off the eighth inning. Michael De La Cruz, the batter. The Rough Riders ahead 11-3 at the bottom of the eighth. Cleveland was playing a game July 3rd, 1960. Jim O'Toole, the pitcher. And not the greatest of days. Didn't finish the fifth inning. Jim O'Toole in a game against the Chicago Cubs. That happens every day. And not every start can go super well. Udris Mannion in relief has pitched to De La Cruz, top of the zone for his strike. Jim O'Toole was pitching on the day after his own wedding. He'd gotten married, came back to pitch for Cleveland the very next day. Didn't go very well. The 0-1 is on the outside. It's nothing and two. Gave up 9 hits, 7 runs. In a close game, 7-5, and he only went partway through the fifth inning and got pulled day after his own wedding. The 0-2 pitch, De La Cruz whacks a ball to right field, but Kellen Strom has it measured, barely has to move, makes the catch. And that ball dying in right field, the wind coming in from right. Strom probably would have gotten under it even without the win, but he would have had to run back for it. And it's a fly out. One down, one on first for the Missions. Juan Fernandez the batter, with Frisco ahead 11-3.
Wonder how much champagne he had at his wedding.
Are you implying a hangover? A pitch to Fernandez swung on and missed.
Maybe a figurative or literal one.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, I mean, hopefully a metaphorical. He's on a high and just thinking about the marital enjoyment of just being married. Here's a flying ball foul down the right side. But yes, perhaps a little bit of the blood alcohol content played a role. Who's to say? 63 years ago to this day on July 3rd. Nothing and two to Juan Fernandez with one out and a runner on. Here's the pitch. It's outside, ball one. I'll tell you who really was not too easy going about it, his own manager. Fred Hutchinson said after the game, well, it was his turn to pitch. I didn't tell him to get married. So, yeah, put him out there. 1-2 is outside, ball two, and it's 2-2. Yeah, you're going to pitch. I don't care if you got married. It's your turn to start.
He makes a decent point. I mean, why as a major league player would you have a wedding during the season?
There is an offseason to get married in. I don't know. The 2-2. Fernandez pops it up on the right side. Jax Biggers looking into the dusk sky. Has to keep on running with the wind. He gets under it and makes the catch. That ball started right where he was at, kind of near second base, and he has to run into foul ground after he makes the catch. It's a pop out to the second baseman. Two down, Daniel Johnson is next with the runner at first. 11-3, Frisco in front. Maybe he thought he'd get married and there's nothing, you know, you feel invincible, I'm guessing. I've never been married, I can't say, but you kind of think you'd pitch well the next day. There's a pitch down low, gets the strike call, and it's 0-1 on Johnson. But it didn't work out too well for Jim O'Toole. Hope his marriage went better. I mean that. I wasn't being sarcastic. The 0-1 is fouled away down the right side. I mean, that wasn't a great start to it, so I hope they turn it around. Honey, it's okay. You didn't have the greatest day, but it's going to be okay. I'm guessing that's what his wife said. I don't know. I don't know the guy. Nothing and two to Daniel Johnson. It hits him on the back, a fastball just under the neck. And he stays on his feet, tosses the bat aside, and walks to first base on a hit-by-pitch. Ray Patrick Ditter is next in the Missions lineup. 11-3, Frisco in front, and the bottom of the eighth.
I take you to have it to hold as long as you make it past 5 innings tomorrow.
In sickness and in health, with wins and only wins, don't you dare lose.
That's what his manager was saying.
Right. A mound visit. Scott Capers walks back off the hill after talking with Mannion. Two outs, two on for the Missions. Rough Riders up by eight in the eighth. It's a good test for a marriage. I mean, everybody goes through your ups and downs. Might as well test it early. Go pitch poorly in a major league game the day after your wedding. See how it goes. First pitch to Ditter is low and outside, ball one.
Just to show you how lucky you are, is there any next person who gets married? It's a contest. Just a regular person. They're just going to throw him up there on the mound, have him get shelled.
You get to pitch in a major league game. Yeah, I like it. Here's the 1-0. Ditter watches again. That one didn't miss by much. Maybe a bit below the zone, ball two.
I'd be terrified.
Just because you're pitching in a major league game? Or what?
Imagine a comeback.
Oh, right. Nothing to do with the wedding.
No.
Unrelated to that. Okay. I mean, we're talking about weddings. I don't know what part you were referring to. 2-0 pitch, swung on and missed. It's okay if you're scared of commitment. That's normal. You're not alone in that, Zach. You can admit it. This is a safe place with everyone listening. 2-1 the count to Ray Patrick Ditter. Udris Manin resets after time is called. Now back on the slab. I mean, if you just got married and had all the pictures taken, that's a good time to get a comeback. You already got all the photos. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. He evens the count at 2-2.
It's like that's the peak of your life. Right. Everything else is downhill.
Yeah, you might as well get a couple teeth knocked out right after that. Frame those photos. Call it a day. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Udris Mannion deals, and a fly ball to shallow left. And it might stay near the infield. Thomas Ajayi into the grass. The shortstop peering up makes the catch. The inning is over. Mannion gets out of it without a run scored. One walk, one hit batter, but no hits. No runs, two left on. And the Rough Riders hold an 11-3 lead through eight innings. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play for the ninth when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Juan Fernandez, the position player, takes over out of the mound for San Antonio. It's the Rough Riders leading 11-3, and Scott Capers stands in. First pitch is popped up on the right side of the infield. Michael De La Cruz into foul territory. And actually, yeah, it is. Is it still De La Cruz over there? Whoever it is made the catch. It's Cole Cummings who's taken over. So De La Cruz is over at third. Juan Fernandez on the mound, going from third to the mound, and now Cummings is over at first base, and he made the catch. Here's Jax Biggers, and the first toss is lined on one hop out to short. Ditter has it on a backhand, fires to first, and Cummings makes a brilliant pick at first base for the out. So two pitches, two outs for Juan Fernandez. He's looking like a world beater out there. Top of the order in Luis Angel Acuna. He's not lobbing it in there. He's throwing it on a decent line. And Liam Hicks will actually pinch hit for Acuna. Acuna was DHing, so Hicks will just get an at-bat here against a position player. Top of the ninth inning, 11-3 Rough Riders. Mick Starr is loosing in the Frisco pen. It's the first time that a position player has thrown since Juan Fernandez against the Rough Riders back on April 14th earlier this year. Pitch is low and away to Hicks, and it's one ball and no strikes. The 1-0. He floats it on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. It's not like he's lobbing it a high arc or anything. He's just kind of throwing it in there like he's playing catch. The 1-1 is outside. It's two balls and one strike. So Hicks getting a pinch hit at bat, and Evan Carter's on deck. 2-1. Swing and a miss by Hicks, and it's two balls and two strikes. And Fernandez got a swing and miss from Hicks. He pitches home, lobs it in there, and it's way high. Three balls, two strikes, drive the Ephus. Hicks open stance. Payoff home. He swings and misses for strike three. Wow, Fernandez, a 1-2-3 inning with a strikeout as a position player pitching. And the Riders down in order in the ninth inning. We go into the bottom of the ninth. It's 11-3. Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr to the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trying to walk away with a series split here in San Antonio. 11-3, they lead it. Pedro Castellanos, the batter. He's 1-for-3 today with a single. Nick Starr, right-hander on the mound, 26 years old, 6'3", 225 pounds. It's been a struggle for him this year, a 7.15 ERA. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch is popped up on the right side of the infield. Hatcher is under it at first. And he makes the two-handed grab, one away. Chandler Siegel to the plate. Riders 11 runs on 12 hits and no errors. The Mission's 3 runs on 5 hits and 1 error tonight. It's been a great offensive evening for the Rough Riders. Their first 11-run performance in about a week. Starr stretches and fires. Fastball rips the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Siegel 1-for-3. Rough Riders will bust back and play tomorrow at home for July 4th against Midland. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. High and away, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders will have first pitch at 7:05. We'll be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame show. Hope you can join us on the airwaves because it's a sellout. Not going to get a chance to head out of the ballpark unless you purchase a standing room only ticket, as the only tickets available. The 0-2. High with a fastball, and it's 1-2 with one out and the bases clear in the bottom of the ninth. 11-3 Rough Riders. Starr tucks the glove to his chest. He's ready for the sign. The 1-2. High, and it's 2-2. This is the best way to end the series. The Rough Riders hoping to win the last two ball games of this series. 2-2. Swinging a roller, third base side, and foul. And still 2-2 on Siegel. And if the Riders were to take this game, it would be a three-game, or I should say a six-game split. Riders found themselves at fourth place in the division entering into the game today. Be tied with San Antonio for third with a win tonight. 2-2. Fouled back into Capers' glove. He hangs on for strike three. Two away. First strikeout for Starr, and that brings Kervin Pichardo to the plate. He's 0-for-2, and actually it's Cole Cummings who takes over for him. Cummings gets an at-bat. Left-handed batter, first pitch. He swings, grounds it foul, back behind home to the backstop, and it's 0-1. Some great days on the offensive side today for specific Rough Riders players, including a wonderful day for Evan Carter. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball to second. Biggers has got it. He straightens, fires to first, and the Riders win. Frisco wins it 11-3, and they split the six-game series on the road in San Antonio. What a job by the Rough Riders on the offensive side with 11 runs on 12 hits tonight. Evan Carter led the way offensively with a home run and three hits. A three-run home run from Jax Biggers in the nine hole as well, and three RBIs from Josh Hatcher pace the Rough Riders offense. Final score, it's the Rough Riders 11 and the San Antonio Missions 3. Josh Wharton has your post-game coverage when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
12 hits, two home runs, and an 11-3 win for the Frisco Rough Riders today to close the series, split the series, and split four consecutive series. The Rough Riders, yeah, certainly would like to bump up in the standings and win some series at some point. It hasn't been since May 21st. They closed a week with a series win, but it could have been a lot different after Frisco has suffered three-game losing streaks last week and this week, and yet still came back to win 3 of 6 at both series. Today, a big win, 11-3, a solo home run for Evan Carter in the first inning. That lead didn't last. San Antonio scored a run in the bottom of the first, but the Rough Riders just exploded from that point on. Two runs in the second inning, highlighted by an RBI single from Josh Hatcher. Then four runs in the third inning, spotlighting Nick Tanelu's triple for an RBI in the third. Jax Biggers ripped a three-run home run, his fourth dinger of the year, back in the fifth inning. And the Rough Riders tacked on one more the next inning when Kellen Strom doubled and later scored on a sacrifice fly from Josh Hatcher. Three RBIs by Hatcher to lead the way alongside Biggers with that three-run home run. Three hits for Evan Carter with an RBI and a home run scored himself on the ribby. And two runs scored. Kellen Strom with a double and two runs scored. Aaron Zavala 1-for-3 with a run and a walk. Nick Tanelu 2-for-4, a triple and a single. He scored twice. Josh Hatcher, two base hits. Luis Angel Acuna had a base hit, hitting in the DH role. And Scott Capers was the only one without a hit as the starting of the starting nine, but he scored once, got hit twice, walked once, and had a sacrifice fly. And so Scott Capers was productive today. His only at-bat, technically, was against a position player, and he fouled out against Juan Fernandez. But his four plate appearances against actual pitchers, he was productive in all of those. Final score, 11-3. We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:05. Not here, but in Frisco. 7:05 tomorrow at Riders Field. Frisco has not yet announced a starting pitcher, but Jack Perkins going from Midland in the 7:05 series opener as we begin a week, July 4th through the 9th, against the Midland Rockhounds. Stars and Stripes night tomorrow, double fireworks show after the game in a sellout. Some standing room tickets still available, but it should be a packed house tomorrow. Get your tickets for the rest of the series as well, with some actual seats available in the Seating Bowl July 5th and therefore and thereafter in that series against Midland. There's only two home series this month, so come out and see some Rough Riders baseball beginning tomorrow. Well, it's been a fun week in San Antonio. Thanks for tuning in for however much of it you have listened to. Zach Bigley and Josh Warden. That's my name. We'll be back tomorrow. Again, a 6:50 pregame show on Independence Day against the Midland Rockhounds. Until then, have a great rest of your 4th of July Eve, everybody. And as always, go Rough Riders, signing off from San Antonio, where the Rough Riders win 11-3 tonight to end the series with 3 wins out of 6 games. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody. This has been another production of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!